KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Advanced Polymer Sealants and Home Advisor. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for you. What do we do on this show? We help you with your home improvement projects. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're a steady listener, welcome as well, because you will know the kinds of stuff that we can tackle. And maybe we've helped you in the past. We'd love to help you again. So let's think about that as we look around the house, as we look around the yard. It is now officially fall, right? I mean, we've hit fall this weekend, I think, is fall. 21st
or 22nd? Yeah.
Well, we're pretty much there. And that means it's the beginning of the second biggest home improvement season of the year. Spring was kind of like, well, it's funny. Spring was really busy, but for different reasons. Spring is always busy, but when COVID hit, people started doing even more home improvements, and we're continuing to see those trends go on now through the fall. So if there's a project that you're thinking about tackling around your house, give us a call. Let's talk about it. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Chances are we've heard your question before and we have an answer. And if we don't, we will make one up that is so good that you will think we've always known about it. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Am I giving away our secrets? 888-666-3974. I mean, look, after, you know, 20 years as a professional home inspector, 6, 7, 8,000 inspections or whatever the heck number it was that I hit, you, lifetime of experience decorating for homes and decorating for television programs and presently handling the art design requirements for Good Morning America, I think we got a couple of things to share with this audience. So it's up to you. Take a risk. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. So coming up on today's program, we're going to talk about one home improvement that constantly delivers the best return on investment, and that is a new kitchen. And you know what? This is the kitchen makeover season. More folks take on kitchens in the fall than any time before. So give us a call if you'd like to talk about that. We're going to have tips on how you can plan a major makeover, get the kitchen that you want, your best kitchen ever, and save money in the process.
And have you ever tried to fix a crack in a concrete step or even a porch or sidewalk only to have it open right back up again? We're going to share some easy ways that you can make those repairs and make them last.
And we're going to talk about a kitchen appliance that gets very little attention, and that's your exhaust hood over the stove, that vent hood. It's there for every cooking adventure, but it doesn't get much attention, except when you get a smoky kitchen situation. We're going to tell you what you need to know to keep that vent hood in tip-top shape.
But first, we want to hear what fall projects you are tackling and give you a hand or make up an answer.
Give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Anna in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I hope you can, without involving me in too much work.
I have a tall order, but we're up for the challenge.
I have two long slats from a bunk bed set. Now, to use it as a bunk bed, you can't get rid of these. And I was thinking about throwing them out. And then when I looked at them, I thought, down the road, if somebody else would ever want these and use them as a bunk bed, I can't throw them out, but they've been outside, and they've been kind of sheltered, but they've been outside for a couple of years, and they're rusted. They're metal, and so I wondered how I could clean the metal off, the rust off them, so that, and treat them however, so that it could be used again.
Right, so very simple. What you're going to want to do is either wire brush and or sand the metal to get rid of all of that rust, then wipe it down so it's nice and clean and dry, and then you're going to paint it with a rust-proofing primer like Rust-Oleum. If it's fairly flat, you can brush it on. If it's got any kind of detail to it, you can buy it in a spray can and just spray it on. It takes a couple of hours to dry the Rust-Oleum product, but it's worth it because it really does seal it in and protect it. Then after it dries, you can put a top coat on of the same color that the slat was before, just so it doesn't look like, it doesn't have that primer color to it.
Okay. So I can get it in the color as a shade.
Oh, sure. Yeah, any color you want. But the rust-proofing primer is kind of like a rust color. And so after that dries, then you can paint whatever you want.
Thank you for the advice, and I like your show an awful lot.
Thanks very much, Anne-Marie. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Larry in Wisconsin on the line who's dealing with some siding issues. Tell us what's going on.
What I did is I was watching this old house a couple of years ago, and my house was just built 4 years ago, so I just had a brand-new driveway and everything, and they were showing you how that you could stain your driveway. And I live in Wisconsin.
Yep.
So I decided to stain my driveway and stuff, and then during that time I got some of that stain on my siding, my vinyl siding, and I can't figure out how to get that stuff off.
It's on the vinyl siding, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be a challenge. Well, since vinyl is a solid material, have you tried to sand it with a very, very fine sandpaper, like an emery cloth at maybe a 220 grit? Or finer, or you could try to use rubbing compound like you use for a car.
Okay.
And that's kind of abrasive, too. You're going to have to abrade through that surface to see if you can possibly get down to the raw vinyl.
Right. I've tried, like, Comet and even a little bit of gasoline or some mineral oil and all kinds of. You know what, though? I would never, ever put that stuff back on my driveway again, because the first time we had an ice storm and I went to shoveling, all that stuff just peeled right on up.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, it was terrible. Then I had to get a pressure washer and rent that and then blow the stuff. You know, it's just a mess.
Maybe you need to go back and look at that This Old House segment again.
Well, here's what happened, though. You know, I was in sales for 25 years myself. I sold cars. And if I sold somebody a car, I would sell you extended warranty, rust-proofing, fabric, whatever. So right. That contractor had to do was just tell me, hey, what color driveway would you want? And I would have said, what do you mean by that? Because they can put that dye in there, that powder.
Exactly.
And then they could have mixed it right up with the cement, and boom, it would have been perfect, but that didn't happen.
You know who was one of the first architects to ever use that technique?
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Frank Lloyd Wright. That's exactly right. You are correct, sir.
Well, he built a lot of beautiful houses right here in my town.
He did.
Live in Beloit, Wisconsin. And he was really gifted, that's for sure.
Yeah, he was way ahead of his time.
Yes, he was.
All right, well, good luck with that project. I think if you try to abrade that with some sandpaper or some rubbing compound, then that'll do it.
All righty, I'll try that. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Alice in Michigan on the line who's dealing with mold in the shower. Tell us where you're seeing it.
Hi, I am having issues to where my caulk keeps having black mold come through. I strip it, I redo it, and the mold just keeps returning. What can I do to stop that?
A couple of things. You're talking about just the shower or the shower tub kind of a thing?
It's the walls are separate from the actual tub, so I've got the caulk that attaches them, and I will strip it. I put bleach on it, and then I put new caulk down, but it just keeps coming through.
Have you tried DAP caulk? And the reason I bring that up is they have a kitchen and bath caulk that's treated with an additive called Microband. And Microband absolutely positively will not grow mold or algae in it.
I don't think I've tried that.
You might want to give that a try. And the other thing that I would do is, and I know you've been through this all before, but remember to pull out all the old caulk. You can use a caulk softener, which is kind of like a paint stripper for caulk, to pull that out. You want to wipe that down and spray with a bleach and water solution in a spray bottle up into that gap so that we make sure we get up in there and kill any algae spores or mold spores that are left behind. Now, this is on a tub?
Yes.
Okay, so next thing you do is fill the tub with water all the way up. And while the tub is full, caulk the seam between the walls and the tub. And then after the caulk dries, let the water out. That lets the tub sort of come back up and compress the caulk and help seal it better so that moisture won't get behind it and it won't sort of tear out again.
Oh, okay.
And then finally, make sure you use the caulk that I suggested with the Mildicide. And there are others, but I just happen to have good experience with that particular one. It's DAP, kitchen and bath caulk with Microband. That's the additive.
Oh, perfect. Okay, well, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Alice. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find the best local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app today.
And just ahead, are you thinking about updating your kitchen? Well, if you repeat the existing layout, it can be tempting, but the real kitchen of your dreams probably includes new functionality and flow. Our Pro Design Service can help you get there. We'll share those tips in today's Pro Project, presented by HomeAdvisor.com, after this.
You live in a body pit.
This is Damon John from ABC's Shark Tank, talking to business owners about how to get more buyers, better buyers, more profitable buyers, all without any real investment or risk. My own personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the absolute master of generating high profit referrals. He knows 150 ways your business can acquire no cost, no risk referrals. Do you want to know how to get your business going and growing faster? The safest way that I know is getting others to recommend and refer their buyers, customers, family, and friends to buy from you. Jay Abraham is my go-to source for high profit referrals. He can become your source too. Learn Jay's 150 strategy referral mastery system. Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best home pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, you can see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867. Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call here at the Money Pit, presented by GetSunday.com. Custom, non-toxic, cost-saving lawn care products that are shipped directly to your door and applied with a garden hose.
I love my Sunday products. I've been really enjoying the benefits that they're being delivered to my lawn. So you can get them, too. Just go to GetSunday.com. Get started on a better-looking lawn. Enter promo code Money Pit and get $20 off their summer plan. So the website again is getsunday.com, promo code Money Pit.
Now Hugh is on the line from Texas and needs some help with brick repairs. How can we help you with the project?
Got a house down in Houston, and I've forgotten how many bricks, but every so often it's got a vertical slot between the ends of the brick, as if it's, I guess it's a slot for air to be able to ventilate going up, and then up in the attic, the air can come up there. And I was wanting to find out, would we be better off to seal that up to keep the scorpions and such out, or does the house need that?
The answer is no, because you do need that air for ventilation. I'm going to presume that this is a brick facade, so it's probably over a wood-framed wall. And those weep holes in the brick help the brick to breathe. Otherwise, you can trap moisture behind the brick, and that could cause the exterior wood surfaces and the structure beneath them to rot. So it's there for a reason. You really should use it and find some other way to keep those scorpions away.
Okay, now what about insulation? I don't know that this house had any insulation in the walls. It was built back in the early 70s or something, and we bought it secondhand, but would that be where you'd normally put insulation in between the bricks?
No, it would not be. So, and here's why, because you don't want to, again, insulate that space because that's there for ventilation. If you were to insulate it, it would be in the wall frame itself. And even though 1970s sounds like a very old house, I can assure you they were definitely using fiberglass insulation, insulated bats in walls that were constructed at that time. So you may very well have it. And in addition to that, if you're going to add insulation to a house anywhere, the best place to add it is to the attic, because that's where you have the most heat loss, not the walls, not the floor. So the order of priority in my mind would be attic first, followed by floors, followed by walls.
Okay. Well, we'll leave them open then. I sure do appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, fall is actually the most popular time of year for kitchen renos because everybody is in a rush to get them done for the holidays. And if you've been thinking of updating your kitchen, the hardest part can be just figuring out where you start. We've got some tips to help in today's pro project presented by HomeAdvisor.com.
Now, first up, it's easy to stick with the same old current design, but if you think outside those old boxes, you can maybe bring on some inspiration for a brand new and even more efficient kitchen layout. Changes to the location of the sink, the functionality of the countertop, adding or maybe even removing an island to free up some space, getting some strategic lighting to make sure you can actually see what you're doing. These are all things that a professional designer can help you achieve.
Now, to help you find an experienced design pro, the National Kitchen and Bath Association, or NKBA, offers a certification program to become an NKBA certified kitchen and bath designer. These pros must have at least 5 years of design experience and must complete at least 60 hours of continuing education. So these guys are smart and up to date.
Absolutely. Now, the really nice thing about working with a pro designer is that you can pretty much wipe the slate clean and start from scratch. So sky's the limit. You know, seeing beautiful kitchen designs in showrooms or websites can be fun, but also feel overwhelming, and the skills of design pro can make the difference. They'll help you achieve all that is possible in your space and while potentially saving you money, time, and hassle of figuring it out all by yourself.
And that's today's pro project presented by HomeAdvisor.com. Find top local pros, book book and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the HomeAdvisor app.
To get started, download the HomeAdvisor app today.
Now we've got Ann in North Carolina on the line who's dealing with a wet crawl space. Tell us what's going on there.
Hey, I have a question about my house. It was built a long time ago, and, you know, of course, back then they didn't put a house off the ground. And it's very low, and I'm just wondering how I can protect it from dampness and rot. I don't have a lot of money to work with, and I've heard a few things, but I'm really not sure what I can do.
Okay, so right now you're on a crawl space, and the crawl space, is it accessible? Can you get in there?
Through one small door.
Okay, fine. It's not a pleasant project, but it is a project that you can do yourself, Anne. So a couple of things. First of all, you want to take steps to reduce the amount of moisture that collects at the outside of the foundation. You do that by making sure you have gutters, the gutters are clean and free-flowing, and dumping water at least 4 to 6 feet from the foundation. That's the single most important thing to do is a good gutter system. Second to that is to make sure the soil around the house slopes away. You don't want soil that's settled and is very flat and holds water against the foundation. You want it to slope away. So you could have some clean fill dirt delivered, very inexpensive, basically just pay for the truck to carry it out there, and then grade that to slope away from the walls on all four sides. Over the fill dirt, you could put some topsoil and some seed or stone or whatever you want to do to control erosion. Then the third thing you do is go in that crawl space and cover all of the open soil with plastic. Get some large rolls of sheet plastic with as few seams as possible. Cover all of the soil with plastic. That stops a lot of the moisture from evaporating up into the air. And those three things together will make a big difference.
Do I need a certain thickness?
The thicker the plastic, the better, because it's easier to put down. You end up having to crawl on it, and you won't poke through.
Okay. And does it need to be anchored in any way?
Nope. You can lay it right over the soil.
Really?
Yep.
I like that. I don't like the crawl part.
All right.
It's just scary under there.
Yeah, it's a little, like I said, it's not the most pleasant job, but it's not hard, and you can do it yourself. Get a really good friend to keep you company and do it together.
One who likes squishing bugs and giving you support.
Okay, I appreciate it. That answers my question.
Richard in Kansas, you've got the money, but how can we help you today?
I'm interested. I have an older home I remodeled. It's built in the 30s, and I wanted to put in a whole house water filtration system. And I was going to connect right to the service line going in, and I've been shopping around. I found the small canister type, and then it just jumps up to the big, like, 33-gallon barrel type filtration, which is too much. And I just want to know what a good brand is and what I need, reverse osmosis and all that.
You know, Richard, 3M makes the Filtrete line. That's F-I-L-T-R-E-T-E. And they have single filters for, like, use under maybe your kitchen sink or bathroom, but they also have a whole house system. It's not terribly expensive. I think it's under $100, and installation is pretty straightforward, so perhaps you could even do it yourself. And they also have various levels of filtration. So I would take a look at the Filtrete whole house system water filters, and I think that's a good choice to make sure your water is tasting good throughout the entire home.
Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEYPIT, presented by HomeAdvisor. Whether it's a minor repair or a major remodel, HomeAdvisor has local pros for every project. Download the HomeAdvisor app and get started today. Coming up, have you ever tried to fix a crack in a concrete step, even a porch or a sidewalk, only to have it open right back up again? We're going to share some easy ways to make these repairs and make them last. Coming up. You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro, or visit homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, presented by GetSunday.com. GetSunday. Sunday makes custom, non-toxic, cost-saving lawn care products, and they ship them directly to your door, and you apply them with a garden hose.
Go to GetSunday.com to get started on a better-looking lawn. Enter promo code MONEYPIT and get $20 off. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT. All right, next up we've got Ray in Minnesota, who's working on a decking project. How can we help you?
I just bought a house, and it was built in 2008, and I have a big wraparound porch, and it looks like it's never been really maintained since they built it. And so, especially with the Minnesota winters up here and the weather, looking to seal it, but not really sure what to use, and also, you know, not really wanting to have to do it every single year, you know. So just wanted to get some advice about what I could do.
So is the porch flooring a finished floor, or is it like a deck, like pressure-treated?
It's pressure-treated wood. It's a deck.
And is there anything on it currently?
No.
So what you can do is you could apply a solid color deck stain to that.
Okay.
And a solid color stain is going to last longer than a semi-transparent or certainly a transparent stain. But you use a deck stain because deck stains also have some durability to them.
Yeah, the benefit of the solid color stain is that because it's a stain, it's actually going to penetrate the surface of the wood, so the color will actually get into the lumber itself. And then a solid stain obviously has more pigment to it, so given the fact that your deck has had nothing on it for however many years, it probably looks a little worn in places and maybe worse for the wear. So a solid stain is going to sort of cover all of that up while giving you some color and still act as a stain, since that's what it is. And you're generally, if you apply it correctly, you're going to get about 5 years on horizontal surfaces and, you know, about 7 years on vertical. It really depends on the weather conditions, the application, how you prep it. Is the wood totally dried out when you're putting it on? But a solid stain is probably the best bet.
Okay. I had one question about it. I've seen some commercials for some new products that are more kind of like concrete-based, almost like more of a paint type thing. What about those? Are those good, or would you recommend using something like that? Or
don't do it. I think you're talking about the products that are like liquid siding and things of that nature. If you were going to consider a product like that, I would Google the name of that product and the word complaints, because we've seen a lot of complaints about those products that claim to, you know, encapsulate the surfaces that they're applied to, just not working very well. I would stick with the basics. A good quality solid color stain from a good manufacturer is going to last a long time, and you certainly won't be doing it every year.
Okay, great. Well, I really appreciate the information and the help. Thank you again for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you've ever tried to fix a crack in a concrete step or your porch or the sidewalk, only to have that crack open right back up again, you're probably thinking that there's a better way to do this. Maybe there's a right way, maybe there's a wrong way to get this project done. Well, there is, guys. So the first step here is you've got to clean the crack to remove any debris. Next, if it's just a hairline crack, you actually have to widen that up so it can actually hold the sealant. And this can be done with a masonry chisel. Now, if the crack is wide, the next step is to fill it with a backer rod, which is a foam tube that's going to help keep the sealant up towards the top of the crack where it belongs.
Now, once you've done the prep, and again, that prep is really important, it's time to choose a sealant. Quikrete makes a very comprehensive line of environmentally friendly commercial-grade sealants and adhesives. They're good for any type of concrete or masonry repair need, including one that I just took on. So first of all, for the concrete cracks, they have a product called Concrete Crack Sealant. It permanently seals, it waterproofs, it'll handle that crack, and it's going to expand and contract so it's not going to fall out. Now, if you've got deep cracks, and this is the project that I did, I had separation between my driveway and the concrete apron of the garage. So between the asphalt and the concrete, there was a piece of spacer in there that had deteriorated over the years. So I pulled that out, I pressed in the backer rod, and then I used the Quikrete self-leveling sealant, which was great. So it flowed in, sat on top of the backer rod, came up just under the surface of the concrete, and now it doesn't like collect all kinds of dirt and debris all the time. It's very easy to clean. Now, if you're dealing with a crack that's in a brick wall or a block wall. There's a mortar joint sealant product that is going to seal and waterproof, and it also has like a textured sort of surface to it, so it's just like the mortar that was there before. And if you're dealing with something that's vertical, you want a sealant that's a little thicker. It's not going to sag, and there's a non-sag sealant that does just that. Now, all of these set in about an hour, and most importantly, if you follow these steps, if you do the prep, if you use the right product, once you fix the crack, it will stay fixed. If you'd like to see the wide range of products available for crack repair, just go to quickcrete.com.
Now we've got Lisa in Tennessee on the line, who's dealing with a home she bought without having an inspection first. Let's hear what's going on.
Hi. Well, first of all, let me just clarify that my husband is the one who bought the home, and he bought it before we were married, so I just kind of inherited it whenever I moved in and married him.
See, now if you were married, you never would have let him do that without a good home inspection.
Exactly. Okay, we have some spots. We have carpet in a few of our rooms, and each of the rooms, there are some sunken spots. Like, you can walk across and it sinks, kind of gives with you, and then the rest of the time it's okay. There's other places that are just fine. And I've had somebody go underneath and check for structural damage, water damage, or termites. Can't find anything. They say it's okay. So beyond ripping up the carpet and just seeing what it is, do you have a suggestion on what that could be?
Well, just to find the sunken spot, like when you step on it, is it soft or something like that?
Yes, it's kind of spongy almost, like it just sinks, it gives with you.
And you can get underneath and you can look up and you don't see any decay or anything of that nature?
Well, as far as I know, now I've not been under, my husband, we're not either one able to get underneath just due to health conditions. And so we've had others go under and look, and they've all said, structurally, it looks sound. Didn't see any termite damage. We don't have any water damage underneath, so don't really know what it is that's causing it.
And how many areas across the floor do you see these sunken spots?
Well, you can't actually see them. It's just when you walk across them. But I would say
you feel them.
You feel them, exactly.
I mean, I wonder if it's something as simple as the padding breaking down under the carpet. Maybe it's not a structural problem. Well, listen, the only way you're going to know is that we can't really guess. You're going to have to pull that carpet back. It's not a terrible project to pull wall-to-wall carpet up and then have it, you know, re-tacked down. If you're really concerned about it, that's what I would do.
Right. I've been looking to get new carpet anyway, so that might be a good excuse.
Well, there you go. Now you got a great excuse.
Okay.
And let me tell you something. When you pull that carpet up, Lisa, if you evaluate that floor, how old is this house?
Oh, gosh. See, I'm not even sure. Probably back in the 80s.
Okay, so it probably has a plywood floor, and it was nailed down if it was done in the 80s. What you want to do is you want to have the installer, or you can even do this yourself, take some drywall screws. Those are those long, black, case-hardened drywall screws. You drive them in with a drill driver, so you do it automatically, and you screw that plywood to the floor while the carpet's up, and that will quiet the floor and prevent any future squeaks that could occur.
Okay, sounds great.
Because the nails will loosen up over the last, 30-plus years. And once you have that carpet up, that's a golden opportunity to do that.
All right. Well, these are some things to definitely look at. Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Up next, there's a lot of cooking going on in the last quarter of the year, so we're going to talk about one appliance that gets almost no attention but helps you with all those projects, and that is your stove's exhaust vent hood. We'll tell you how to clean it and keep it running smoothly when the Money Pit returns.
Do you want to know how your business can start generating a ton of more buyers right now without any investment or risk? The answer is referrals. I'm Damon John from ABC's hit show, Shark Tank. My personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the master of generating high profit referrals. Jay knows over 150 ways to get people to refer your business to their high quality buyers. Risking money on unpredictable advertising is dangerous. So is speculating salaries on salespeople who just may not ever close. Referrals are the ultimate source of profit growth in a downturn. Referred buyers buy faster, spend more, buy more things, and cost you nothing. Want to learn Jay Abraham's 150 strategy referral mastery system? Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecuing has left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, we found a great solution called Sunday.
Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out.
With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need.
Get started on a better-looking lawn at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a repair or major remodel, Home Advisor can help match you with the right local pro for your project in seconds. Just download the Home Advisor app. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you enjoy the Money Pit on radio, we think you may just enjoy the Money Pit podcast. Chartable points out that the Money Pit is Apple Podcasts ranked number one best home and garden podcast of all time. To find a podcast app for you, just go to moneypit.com/podcast. We will hook you up with your favorite podcast app and you can subscribe right there.
Well, your stove's exhaust vent hood is there for every cooking adventure you take, but it rarely gets any attention, except during a smoky kitchen incident, which, come on, let's be honest, it happens to everybody. So to keep it operating safely, the filter in your stove vent hood, it needs regular attention.
Now, cleaning standard filters is easy. You just use a degreasing solution followed by warm, soapy water, or you can just put it on the top rack of your dishwasher. Now, if your exhaust hood is using the charcoal filters, and sometimes you have the metal filter and the charcoal filter, you need to replace those, and you ought to be doing it about four times a year. So make sure that you are keeping those clean, because if you do, it's going to work that much better. If that filter gets clogged, and it may not be obvious, like you're not going to see dust, but if it gets clogged internally with grease, it's just not going to filter the smoke as well, and you're not going to be happy. So take care of it. It's very easy to take care of. It's very simple, and it will perform that much better as a result.
Ryan and George is in hot water, literally. What's going on in your Money Pit, Ryan?
Something kind of baffled me for a little bit. I got an idea of what it might be, but I'm not 100% sure. Got a problem that I have, which is it's always very hot in Georgia, about 80% of the time. And every time when we turn during the day, we turn on the cold water, it's scalding hot for about 2 to 4 minutes. And it depends, you know, I guess the length on, I guess, what time of day it is. But I could even turn on the hot water, and the hot water will be a lot colder than the cold water. And eventually it will get colder. But I checked every other water source in my house. I checked the shower, and the showers are fine. It's not affected whatsoever. The only thing, the theory that I think it might be, which you guys probably know more about this than I do, is the reason why it's not doing it in the showers, because that has the, I don't know if you want to call it a thermostat or a temperature gauge that controls the cold water and the hot water to make sure it's not too hot. But and I think since we're in Georgia, a lot of the pipes are in the attic, and attics, when it's, you know, well, it's, when it's 90 to 100 degrees out, it gets pretty hot in our attics.
Well, I think you're right on track with that theory. Ryan, because, I mean, I've seen that in my own home in New Jersey. I know it, and it's not in every fixture, of course, because it really depends on how the pipes are run. But I know that the way my kitchen is built, it was sort of it's an addition that was done in the early 1900s. And the plumbing on that is sort of the, you know, on the furthermost southern wall. It gets very, very warm there during the day. And sometimes when we don't use it all day and then I turn it on, I do get hot water through the cold faucet. And I know that's just because the pipes in that area are being exposed to a lot of heat. And the pipes are just warming up, and it's warming the water in turn. But after that warm water that's in those pipes that are right in that surrounding area runs through the system, it gets cold again. So I think that's exactly what you're seeing here. I don't necessarily think it's a problem. It's more of an annoyance. And, yes, it does waste a little bit of water. But does this happen in the winter, or is this just a summer issue?
Not 100% if it happens in the winter. But it might. But I know even our attic sometimes in the winter does get stay pretty decently warm too, but I know it's definitely in the spring, fall, and summer.
I mean, the only thing that you could do is you could insulate those pipes. If you can get access to them, you could put fiberglass insulating sleeves around your cold water pipes, and that would prevent them from overheating as they are right now.
That'll even make a difference, even though all the piping is all in the attic. The attic's pretty hot.
Well, right, wherever they're heating up. And you know, that water gets to your faucet from the attic really quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so just a fiberglass sleeve. Where I've seen a little, like, looks like black foam sleeves. Would that work, too?
Yeah, you could do that, too. I think the fiberglass sleeves are a little bit more expensive, but they'll work better.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely do that, then.
We'd love to help you out with all your questions and problems and offer solutions, so give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT, presented by HomeAdvisor. They'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the HomeAdvisor app to get started today. Coming up, can a rusty sink be saved? We're going to have the answer when the Money Pit continues.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call. Let us lend you a hand with whatever it is you are working on right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. You can find top local pros, book and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the Home Advisor app.
You can call us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT or post your question, which is exactly what Grant did.
That's right. Grant writes, my kitchen countertop is tile, and my old cast iron sink has begun to rust. Can the sink be replaced without removing the tile around it, or is there some product that I can use to sand down the sink and recoat it?
Okay, so let's take this in two chunks. First of all, you definitely should be able to get that sink out without taking your countertop apart. You may need to use a tile saw to grind or saw the grout line out, which is right around the sink. But once you disconnect the plumbing, you may find that the sink is loose enough to pop right out. And frankly, with a cast iron sink, they're so heavy, there may actually be no physical connection holding that cast iron sink in place. If it is, when you look up at the underside of the sink, you're going to see some sort of a bracket or screw clamp arrangement that holds it in place. So I would remove the plumbing carefully and work that sink loose. Now, you might bust up some tile in the process. That is possible. Try to save the pieces where you can. You can re-glue them and re-grout it. Now, if it turns out that you break up too many and they're not savable, you could always put another row of complementary tile right around the sink and make it sort of work into the design. I always say that if you have a situation like that, you want to basically look like it was always designed to be that way mm-hmm. in the first place. Like somebody will come and say, oh, gee, I've never seen tile done this way. Oh, really? Yeah, I thought that was a very good idea. You know, but they don't have to know that it was a mistake. You know, I remember years ago when I was building very custom, very expensive stairs as a young carpenter. And I remember one time I cut a piece of really expensive railing, hundreds of dollars short. And like, there's just no way to fix it if it doesn't fit. You can't use the wood stretcher, you know?
No, which does not exist also.
Right. So I put an extra angle into the railing and created sort of like a gooseneck design. And, man, the homeowners just were flipped out with excitement over it. And I thought, yeah, I just, you know, took a little initiative, and I thought you might like that, so that's the way I built it. They're like, oh, awesome job. They don't know, unless they're listening to the show today, that that was actually because I made a boo-boo.
Yeah, and you know, Grant, to talk about refinishing a cast iron sink, I mean, there's really no at-home product that you can use to do so. If you can get the sink out, you can certainly send it out to be refinished if it's something that you like and love and it's worth that expense, but it's definitely not something you can do on your own. All right, next up, I've got a post here from Jesse who writes, the vinyl floor in my kitchen has yellow stains around the perimeter and the floor vents. I suspect the stains are from glue used to install it. I'm installing new laminate soon. How can I make sure this doesn't happen again?
Well, I think you're right, because what happens is it's not such a stain. It's like on top of it. It's a chemical reaction between the glue and the vinyl. But that doesn't happen with laminate. With laminate, it's just going to lay right on top of that. It doesn't actually need any glue. So I think you're safe to just go ahead and put that laminate on top of the old vinyl. It's going to look so much better, and it really wears fantastically. So I think you're good to go.
All right, Jesse, good luck with that. And it sounds like you're having a fun new project at your kitchen, so enjoy that new look.
You've been listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are so glad you are. If you're getting ready to take on some fall home improvement projects, we would love to help you. You can reach us 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT or by posting your questions to moneypit.com. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump says elections have consequences, and when he was elected in 2016, that gave him the right to nominate a successor to Ruth Bader Ginsburg before the election this next year.
We're working with all of the Republican senators and working with Mitch McConnell, and we'll be making a decision. I would think before would be very good, but we'll be making a decision. I think the process can go very, very fast. I'll be making my choice soon, and when the choice is made, I'll be sending it over to Mitch in the Senate, and they will do what they have to do. I think we'll have a very popular choice, whoever it may be.
Before leaving for a campaign rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Mr. Trump said he could make his selection known next week. Meanwhile, strong winds pushed a wildfire burning for nearly 2 weeks in mountains northeast of Los Angeles onto the desert floor and spread it rapidly in several directions, causing it to explode in size and destroy homes. China threatening U.S. companies with sanctions following President Trump's TikTok and WeChat ban that's set to take effect tomorrow.
The Chinese government on Saturday issued regulations for foreign companies that it says could endanger its national sovereignty, security, or development interests. Companies that end up on the list could be banned from importing or exporting from China and may be barred from investing in the country, along with other sanctions. The announcement comes after the U.S. said it would ban Chinese-owned TikTok and WeChat from U.S. app stores starting Sunday based on national security and data privacy concerns. The order follows weeks of deal-making over the video-sharing service. President Trump has been pressuring parent company ByteDance to sell TikTok's U.S. operations to a domestic company to satisfy security concerns. I'm Julie Walker.
More news at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
German authorities say a hacker attack caused the failure of IT systems at a major hospital in Dusseldorf, and a woman who needed urgent admission died after she had to be taken to another city for treatment.
The Dusseldorf University Clinic's systems gradually crashed, and the hospital wasn't able to access data.
Emergency patients were taken elsewhere and operations postponed. Authorities said Thursday that an extortion note left on a hospital server was aimed at an affiliated university, not the hospital. When police told hackers the hospital was affected, they provided a decryption key. The hackers are no longer reachable, they said. Keith Peters reporting.
The chief of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard threatened to go after everyone who had a role in a top general's January killing during a U.S. drone strike in Iraq. President Trump warning this week that Washington would harshly respond to any Iranian attempts to take revenge for the death of Qasem Soleimani. More at townhall.com. A high school teacher in Iowa has been placed on leave for assigning students to pretend you're a black slave.
The assignment for an Iowa City School District online learning program for students assigned to different schools asked students to write four sentences about what they would do if they were a slave who was freed. The district called the assignment inappropriate and said it does not support and will not tolerate this type of instruction. The teacher, whose name was not released, was placed on administrative leave and the assignment was removed. Patrick Foss reporting.
Lawmakers are increasingly turning to new allies like Microsoft, Facebook, and Twitter in their efforts to track foreign election interference. The companies and others are frequently in touch with lawmakers about identified threats from countries such as Russia and China. Microsoft recently announced Russian hackers had tried to breach computers at more than 200 organizations, including political campaigns and their consultants. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MoneyPit.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Advanced Polymer Sealants and Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And welcome to the fall fix-up season. It is officially the Goldilocks season. It's not too hot, it's not too cold, so no excuses for projects inside or outside your house. If you don't know where to start, start with us. Call us right now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's episode, if you find that your cakes are salty and your meatloaf is sweet, well, what you might be lacking is not cooking skills, but the right lighting in your kitchen. We're going to share tips for the best task lighting just ahead.
And with U.S. home prices still rising, it can be tempting to look for a good deal by buying a home that's been foreclosed. But is it really? We're going to share the pros and cons in just a bit.
And if you'd like your home to be more energy efficient, one of the first things you need to do is stop wasting the energy you already have. Insulation is the key to doing just that, so we'll share some tips.
But first, we want to hear from you. What are you working on this fall season? How are you getting ready? Are you thinking about decorating for Halloween? Because I am. Maybe we can help you with that. Are you already dreaming about the holidays? Because I am. So let us give you a hand. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974.
Ron in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have an 1865 farmhouse that is in very good condition with about 2 foot thick stone walls that are the basement walls. And from what I understand, those old stone walls are made basically of stone, and sometimes they put rubble in the middle. Somehow field mice have found their way through from the outside, and I'm trying to figure out how to maybe barge or put cement in between the stones to protect that from happening.
So the mice, you think, are coming right through the foundation wall?
Oh, yeah. They're finding their way through. It's been 150 years.
Why can't you point the openings up? You know, by pointing, I mean, add mortar to those cracks or those crevices in the foundation wall to try to seal those gaps up.
My biggest question, I guess, is how do I get that part cleaned out so that I can point that up? I guess I should use air rather than water to try to blast it out to get the dust out of there so that the moisture, whatever cement I use will adhere. Would you recommend water or air to try to clean that?
I think you could probably do it with a pressure washer, but you're just going to have to make sure it dries really well, you know, before you go ahead and point it up.
Is there any particular type of concrete product you would recommend or cement you would recommend for that?
I would take a look at the products that are made by Quikrete, Quikrete, and you can find a mortar patching compound that Quikrete makes and use that. Because it usually has a sort of a stickier component to it, so it's easier to press it in those places. But listen, I mean, aside from, you know, just sealing up those gaps, just keep in mind that there's a lot of different places that mice can get into your house. It might not just be those gaps in the foundation. I mean, they only need the space of about the width of a nickel to squeeze through.
It's amazing, pretty amazing how easily they can get in. We don't have a lot of trouble with them now as we did a little bit earlier, but I'd like to try to make those walls nicer again. They had the old horsehair plaster.
Yeah. Well, of course, and that will you know, basically handle both of those challenges. I mean, generally, you want to avoid doing anything around your house that could be a nesting site, so that could be stacks of firewood or newspapers or things like that. You want to make sure you're careful with food in the house, especially pet food or types of food products that you keep, like, on the ground where it's accessible. You know, you want to make sure those things are in sealed containers. You want to look for all those gaps. If you find any little gaps like that, another little trick of the trade just temporarily is just to put steel wool in there because mice can't get through steel wool. And then you want to use rodenticides. You know, you want to be careful if you have pets. If you do, there are bait stations that the bait can be held by that pets can't get into. But, you know, keeping those in and around the interior perimeter of the home, especially if it's up on a basement or a crawl space, are effective as well.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Good luck with that project, Ron. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Cheryl's on the line with a decking question. How can we help you today?
I'm wanting to have a deck built at the back of my home, and I have a concrete pad outside the door. And when I asked someone to come and look at it and give me an estimate about a deck, they were wanting to put the supports right on this concrete pad that's back here, but it's all broken up and all uneven from a large, very large maple tree that I have in the back. And the roots they're gnarly, and a lot of them are near the surface. And so I was wondering if it would even be, you even recommend that I even think of having a deck built back there with the tree roots in the situation I have.
So first of all, if this is a patio, so it's a thin concrete slab, maybe 4 or 5 inches thick. Is that what you're telling me you have?
Right.
Okay. So
right.
That is not an appropriate foundation for a deck. And so anyone suggesting that it is would scare me, because in your part of the country, you need to have the footings for that deck be below the frost line. So that means that those footings have to be about 3 feet in the ground, and then on top of those footings you can build the deck. Otherwise the deck's going to ride up and down as the land freezes in the winter time. So what I would do is I would break up that patio and take it out of there. If it's already, you know, half broken up, I mean, with a jackhammer you'd probably get that thing out of there in an hour or two. It actually will come out a lot faster than what you would imagine. In terms of the tree roots, yeah, yeah, if you can get some of that out of there, it's probably not a bad idea. But clearly what you have to concentrate on is however you're going to support this deck. If it's pretty much a grade level deck, you know, you have to kind of put that beam in flush with the rest of the floor structure. If it's going to be up a little bit, then you would basically put the beam underneath the floor joists and support it on however many columns it takes to make it compliant with building code. But to do it right, it's got to be on a foundation. So don't just slap a deck structure over that patio. It's just not going to be built correctly, and I doubt it would pass building code, and it would also could devalue your house in the event you tried to sell it in the future.
Okay. Well, the contractor that I had out here, he was leery of, you know, he didn't want to disturb the tree roots too much for fear of killing this gigantic tree. And that was his...
Well, it wasn't a solution because the roots are going to be there with or without the patio. It's not a solution. And he's not going to disturb the tree roots that much. Yes, it'll be hard to dig those holes. And you may have to chop through some of them, but I don't think just digging, three or four holes for a footing is going to be enough to kill a tree.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad that I gave you a call, Dan. Thank you so much.
All right, Cheryl. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. Find top local pros, book and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the Home Advisor app.
And just ahead, there's a missing element in most American kitchens, and it's not a $7,500 range or a 4-acre refrigerator. You know what it is? We'll have the answer when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
This is Damon John from ABC's Shark Tank, talking to business owners about how to get more buyers, better buyers, more profitable buyers, all without any real investment or risk. My own personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the absolute master of generating high profit referrals. He knows 150 ways your business can acquire no cost, no risk referrals. Do you want to know how to get your business going and growing faster? The safest way that I know is getting others to recommend and refer their buyers, customers, family, and friends to buy from you. Jay Abraham is my go-to source for high profit referrals. He can become your source too. Learn Jay's 150 strategy referral mastery system. Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Do you have a passion for home improvement and want ideas and inspiration delivered to your inbox? Then subscribe to the Money Pit's long-running e-newsletter. It's free at moneypit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at moneypit.com.
Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. The Money Pit is presented by GetSunday.com. GetSunday provides custom, non-toxic, cost-saving lawn care products for your house. I mean, they are looking up your house via satellite, and then I don't know what they do, but they figure out exactly what's going to work for your property to make it look fantastic. Comes directly to your house, and you apply it with a garden hose.
Go to GetSunday.com to get started on a better-looking lawn, and if you enter promo code MONEYPIT, you'll get $20 off your plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT.
Laura in South Dakota's on the line with a leaky basement. What's going on?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. We live in a lovely vintage home, but we have for 25 years, and we want to be here another 25 years. But we have this problem about, we're in western South Dakota. About every 3, maybe 4 years, it rains a lot. In June. It's always in June, and it's generally 3 to 4 days of continuous rain. And what happens is water begins seeping into our basement, and it's only happened maybe 3 to 5 times in the 25 years we've lived here. However, we don't know how to fix this. We've had contractors come in who won't even respond and give us a recommendation. We really don't know what to do, and hoping you can give us some advice.
So it's a really, really simple project to do and a simple problem to fix. And the reason it is because you've explained to me that this water problem is caused by severe rain. And whenever you have a basement water or a crawl space water problem that's tied into rainfall or snowmelt, the solution is always to fix the drainage at the foundation perimeter. And there's two ways to do that. The first thing you need to do is to look at the gutter system. You need to make sure you have a gutter system, that it's big enough to handle all the water that's coming off the roof. You need one downspout for every 600 to 800 square feet of roof surface. And if you stand back and try to kind of estimate that in your head, you can get a pretty good idea if it's enough. And also, if you go out in a severe thunderstorm or something, and we don't want you to get hurt, but if you see the gutters overflowing, you know that they're either clogged or they're just not big enough. But that water's got to be managed. It comes off that roof when it goes down the downspout. That downspout's got to be extended at least 4 to 6 feet from the foundation. A lot of times we'll find that those downspouts are jumping right at the corner of the foundation, and it just jumps right back into the basement. So get the roof water under control first. That's the biggest cause of wet basements right there and the easiest to fix.
Oh, is it? Okay. So is it possible to, like, add spouts, like, to your gutter system? Or
yes, and sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you can add a wider spout. Instead of having a 4-inch downspout, you can have a 6-inch downspout connected to the old gutter system. But you need to make sure you've got the downspouts, you've got the gutters, and they're flowing properly, and that discharge is well away from the foundation perimeter. Most installers will turn it out about 12 inches at the bottom and put a splash block there, but that's just not enough. You've got to move that water well away from the house. And then the second thing is to look at the grading, the angle of the soil at the foundation perimeter, and make sure it's sloping away from the house. It should drop about 4 inches or 6 inches over 4 feet. And if it's flat or if it's tilted back into the house, or if the grade is made up of a lot of mulch or a lot of stone, or you've got like a brick scalloped edge that's holding water against the house, you basically want any water that lands in that first 4 feet of the foundation perimeter to run away from it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So we would have then that it graded away from the foundation. Okay. Because we do have some stone here and there, and, we haven't changed the gardens a lot, since we've been here. But that really, so there's nothing to seal, like, in the basement, or we don't need to worry about that?
Nope. There's nothing. There's absolutely nothing to seal. No, what you basically want to do is exactly what we said. You want to keep the water away. Believe me, it is that easy. In fact, if you go to moneypit.com, you will find on the homepage an article about how to fix a leaky basement. And the reason it's on our homepage is because in the 16-year history of the Money Pit, it's the most popular article we've ever written. It's had hundreds of thousands of views and lots of comments. And it's had that kind of traffic because it works. And it's surprisingly easy to fix.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. Gosh, that's great, because I had these visions of trying to add sump pumps and this and that, and I was really concerned because the contractors wouldn't even get back to us that we'd called.
Yeah, not necessary.
Okay, well, thanks so much, and I really love your show. I listen every weekend when it's out here. So
glad you do. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, there's a missing element in most American kitchens. And no, it's not a $7,500 range or a four-acre refrigerator. It's simply good lighting. And a well-lit kitchen, guys, begins with under-cabinet task lighting. Now, these hidden fixtures, which are fairly easy to add to upper wall cabinets, provide the countertop with plenty of bright white light, which is going to make it easier for everything that you're doing in there, from dicing veggies to reading recipes. I mean, you're just going to find that you're doing much better work in the kitchen when you have the right lighting. Now, you can also connect these fixtures to a dimmer switch that gives you the option to have some dramatic accent lighting or even a nightlight for your midnight snackers out there.
Now, if you want to forego the electrical connection completely, you can consider attaching lights that can be plugged into an existing wall outlet, or you can consider battery-operated lights that can be attached in place. I love this option because a lot of the new LED versions are super bright. They use a tiny bit of electricity, and they can do a really good job, especially if you want to avoid the hard wiring.
All right, we've got Arthur in Tennessee on the line. He's dealing with a painting problem. What happened?
Not much. I'm working on a building in old downtown Johnson City, built in the 1890s, and
fantastic.
Trying to strip some brick.
Okay.
I've stripped part of the brick that was done in the 1950s and had good success, but this is older brick, and I'm not even sure. I think it was made on site, and it's solid and everything, but I wondered what kind of modern options were out there for getting paint off of brick.
What did you use to get the paint off of the 1950s brick?
I used a product called Peel Away, and it worked great.
Okay. And did you try the same product on the older brick?
I'm afraid to use it because it's got a rougher finish.
Well, that means you're going to have more binding of the paint to the surface. But what I would do is I would try it in an area that was perhaps a bit less conspicuous, you know, like not at eye level, maybe down towards the bottom, or if there's any other area that you really don't care as much about. If you had good success with that particular product, I don't see any reason not to continue with it, at least to see what happens. Is this a product that is environmentally friendly, or do you find that it's pretty caustic?
It says it's biodegradable and a water-based product, but, you know, you do wear gloves and wear long sleeves, but it's amazing on how it works. I've had people come by and say, well, why aren't you using sandblasting or dry ice? And I didn't know if that is an option or...
Well, here's why you definitely can't use sandblasting, because those old bricks will be damaged by that process. And,
okay.
And it, you know, it's costly as well. So I would tell you, if the product that you're using is working well, I see no reason not to keep working with that. And I'm not really familiar with dry ice, but I can't imagine that that's very easy to use. Certainly it's very difficult to handle.
Well, I don't see it being
potentially
taken off
as well.
Paint very well.
Yeah, I agree. I'd stick with what you're working on. If you got concerns about it, I would definitely try an inconspicuous area, whether that's the back of the building or the bottom of the building, you know, someplace that you don't care about as much. We always give that advice when you're using a product like this. And then just go on from there.
Okay. Hey, I really appreciate it, and I love your guys' show.
Well, thanks. Good luck with that project, and congratulations. It sounds like it's going to be a really beautiful building when you're done.
Now we've got Louise on the line, who's got some mystery stains on a mailbox. What's going on?
Okay, I have a brick mailbox, and it seems to have salt deposits leaking through the outside of it.
Is it in the way of a lawn sprinkler by any chance?
No, it isn't.
Because often what happens if it gets groundwater splashed on it, and that can happen if you have sprinklers and wells, a lot of mineral salts in there that will dry and basically adhere to the outside. You know, what's happening here is you are seeing some sort of mineral deposits, and you're going to have to clean it. And the best way to clean it, believe it or not, is to mix up a vinegar and water solution, because vinegar melts the salts.
Wow.
So you can, you know, mix them up in a bucket, splash it down, you know, with a nice soft bristle brush, scrub it, and that should make those disappear. They may come back, but the other thing that you could think about doing, once it gets nice and dry and clean, is to apply a masonry sealer to it. And if you use a silicone-based masonry sealer, you want to get one that's vapor permeable so it doesn't trap the water underneath the sealer surface and still lets it breathe and stops it from cracking and chipping. But that should slow down the showing up of any additional salt stains.
Well, thank you so much. I'll do that.
All right, Louise, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Home Advisor. They'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Well, with U.S. home prices still rising, it can be tempting to look for a good deal by buying a home that's been foreclosed. But is it? We're going to share the pros and cons just ahead.
888 Money Pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. With Home Advisor, you can see clear upfront pricing, book, and pay for over 100 everyday projects, like unclogging a drain, replacing a window, or mowing the lawn. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been helping homeowners find and hire the best local pros. Plus, you can even check project cost guides to get an idea of what you should be paying for your project.
Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Darren in Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, so I'm trying to convert my toilet from regular water in the house to a 265-gallon rain barrel outside. So piping it in underneath my house, I had the CPVC, the smaller stuff. So what I was wondering is, do I have to filter that water? And if I pump it in there, what is the max PSI that I should use?
Are you putting a pump on it?
I'm gonna have a solar pump on it.
All right. So first of all, no, you don't have to filter toilet water because it's wastewater. It's gray water, so it can go straight in. Secondly, how much pressure do you need? Well, I guess that's really going to depend on the toilet, but I would think, you know, most water pressure in a house is going to be anywhere between 50 and 70 pounds. So that's probably what your toilet's used to working with. And thirdly, you want to make sure, I know it's a great thing that you're doing, trying to use rainwater for all this, but let's not forget the obvious. Make sure your toilet itself is efficient. You know, the toilets today can use as little as about 1.3 gallons of water per flush. So if you have an older toilet, you might want to upgrade it so you need even less water for the flushing mechanism.
All right. So that's something to think about also.
What other green upgrades are you making to the house?
This actually all started with I put in a drinking system for my pigs.
Okay. Oh, you got a farm there?
I have a farm. I have a small farm in Damascus, Virginia, and we piped in the stalls drinking nipples for the pigs because they kept spilling all their water. So now they are totally self-sufficient. They have a solar-powered pump at 40 PSI going to these nipples, and it's coming off of their roof into a rain barrel that feeds it.
Wow, so this is a natural extension of that, and if it's good enough for the pigs, I guess it's going to be good enough for your home plumbing system as well.
Yeah, I definitely want to try to do as much as I can with Mother Nature before I have to depend on somebody else.
All right, well, it makes a lot of sense, Darren. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, with U.S. home prices still rising, it can be very tempting to look for a good deal by buying a home that's been foreclosed. Now, it's not a bad way to get a potential price break, but there are lots of pros and cons that you've got to consider before you take that plunge. Now, here's some pros. You've got a lower cost, and I mean, that's really the biggest advantage of buying a home in a foreclosure situation is the price, because they're being sold under duress. The foreclosed upon homes are typically cheaper than comparable homes in the same area. Secondly, you're going to have motivated sellers. Now, the lenders don't want to own foreclosed properties and are looking for a way to move them quickly. And some lenders will actually beautify the property or even make some repairs to get it to sell. And there's really a good chance for you to build some equity here. If you're buying a cheaper home that needs renovation, you've got a chance to increase your equity considerably when you fix it up. Products like the FHA 203K mortgage can really help you. Now, this mortgage offers enough money to buy the house and then also rehab that property.
Ah, yes, but it's not all sunny days and roses. There are some cons. First of all, the properties are almost always sold as is. If you buy a home out of foreclosure, it means that you get the house warts and all. And some foreclosed homes have severe structural issues or code violations that can cost you a lot of money to fix. Keep in mind that homeowners that are being evicted may have either abused the home or certainly have not had the money to pay for needed repairs. Also, prices are rising. While you still can get a substantial discount when you buy a foreclosed property, the discount situation is shrinking. If you look at the prices that are fetched on auction.com, they sold more than 50,000 foreclosed and bank-owned properties in 2019. It reached a new high that year, and the prices are still going up. And finally, the home may never actually go up for sale. If you've got your eye on a house, and you're thinking, great, it's in foreclosure, I'm going to wait till it goes on sale and buy it, keep in mind it could take months or even years for that to happen, if it ever does. Most states give homeowners many, many opportunities, which they should, to catch back up on their mortgages. But I think if you can adjust your strategy, if you have the patience, the time, the expectations accordingly, buying a foreclosed home can still be a pretty good deal. If you want more tips, we've got a great post about just that. It's simply titled, Is It Bad to Buy a Foreclosed Home? And that's on MoneyPit.com.
Kay in Arkansas is on the line and needs some help changing a wall surface. What's going on, Kay?
Well, it is a sturdy home, cinder block, probably just that thick, but it has been bricked on the outside. But the inside, I would just like something a little more pleasant to look at.
Okay, that makes sense. So are we talking about a basement here?
No, this is an above ground. It was a cabin on a lake property.
So you need a paint that can cover the masonry block walls.
Well, a paint or a stucco or something that gives it a different texture than a cinder block look.
Okay, the process of coating the interior walls isn't as much stucco as it is plastering. So what has to happen is that wall surface has to be covered with a layer of plaster, much in the same way they used to build plaster walls, you know, many, many years ago in say, the 30s or the 40s. In fact, in the late 40s, they used to plaster right over drywall, and that was one of the best wall constructions ever. So those are the options that you have to choose from. Doing the plaster is probably not the job you want to do as your first DIY project, but if you work with a plastering company, somebody who does this every day, they would have the skills to make the plaster look nice and smooth and have an attractive surface without really taking up much space in terms of, you know, it getting too thick.
Right, right. Well, that's strange. I have plaster walls on my house at home.
Oh, well, maybe they're going to follow you to the new house.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime, 24/7. We want to hear what you are working on and get you the tips and tools and advice you need to get that project done. Coming up, if you'd like your home to be more energy efficient, one of the first things that you need to do is stop wasting the energy you already have. And insulation is the key to doing just that. We're going to share some tips next.
You live in a money pit.
Do you have a passion for home improvement and want ideas and inspiration delivered to your inbox? Then subscribe to the Money Pit's long-running e-newsletter. It's free at moneypit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at moneypit.com.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here.
Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the right pro for any kind of home project. You can also reach us by submitting your question on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, to find top local home improvement pros to help with any home project, just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
Do you want to know how your business can start generating a ton of more buyers right now without any investment or risk? The answer is referrals. I'm Damon John from ABC's hit show, Shark Tank. My personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the master of generating high profit referrals. Jay knows over 150 ways to get people to refer your business to their high quality buyers. Risking money on unpredictable advertising is dangerous. So is speculating salaries on salespeople who just may not ever close. Referrals are the ultimate source of profit growth in a downturn. Referred buyers buy faster, spend more, buy more things, and cost you nothing. Want to learn Jay Abraham's 150 strategy referral mastery system? Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. With Home Advisor, you can see clear, upfront pricing, book, and pay for over 100 everyday projects, like unclogging a drain, replacing a window, or mowing the lawn. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And the Money Pit is presented by GetSunday.com. GetSunday provides custom, non-toxic, cost-saving lawn care products specifically for your house. And they're shipped directly to your door, and you apply them with a garden hose. Couldn't be easier.
Go to GetSunday.com to get started on a better-looking lawn today. Just enter promo code MONEYPIT. You'll get $20 off your plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT.
Well, if you'd like your home to be more energy efficient, one of the first things that you need to do is stop wasting the energy you already have, and insulation is the key to doing just that. Now, roughly 40% of the average home's energy usage is attributed to heating and cooling. So anything that you can do to lower the amount of energy your HVAC system uses is going to help you lower those costs. Insulation is your home's best defense against high heating and cooling costs, and it's going to keep heat from escaping your home, but it can also seal air leaks to make sure that your HVAC system is not wasting energy by pumping air outside.
Now, when choosing insulation, you got a few options. Fiberglass in the blanket form is, or the loose form, has been the standard insulation material for years, and with the proper protection, you can definitely install fiberglass insulation yourself. The loose fill or cellulose insulation is made from recycled materials, making it very environmentally friendly as an option, but that has to be installed by a pro.
Yeah, and spray foam is the most modern type of insulation, and as the name suggests, it's sprayed onto the walls where it then rapidly expands to fill every single nook and cranny, and spray foam isn't going to sag or slide down over time like other insulation materials, and it can actually improve a home's air quality by reducing outdoor allergens or pollutants that could come in.
Now, we've had a very good experience with spray foam insulation in our 130-plus-year-old house. We applied it to the backside of the attic rafters and the attic gable walls and all of the box beam, like that's where the house hits the foundation, all the way around. And I tell you what, it was an amazing improvement in the space. And this summer, when it got to be, 100-plus degrees out, I had a number of occasions to go up in the attic where it was like a pleasant, like, I'd say 75. I mean, it never got super hot up there because it's just so well insulated. So we really like spray foam, but it has to be applied by a pro because basically when it's applied, there's a special truck that comes that mixes two parts together, kind of like a part A and a part B, and then it's sprayed. And the other thing that spray foam gives you is it expands at about 100-to-1 ratio so that when it's put on and expands, it seals every nook and cranny, which is so important because that helps stop all the air leakage that also contributes hugely to your energy loss. So those are your options, and now's a great time for you to look into them.
Heading over to Illinois, Gail's got an issue with airflow at the roof line. What's going on?
Well, my home is a pole barn constructed home, 3 years old, all metal. I'm 4 feet up off the ground, and my heating ducts and air conditioning, it's all in the ceiling, and I have high ceilings, vaulted ceilings, and I'm having trouble with settlement. It's settling, as far as I'm concerned, way too much, and I don't know if there's in the tape that from between the duct tape that there, or not the duct tape, but the tape that
they
put on.
The drywall tape, yeah. So you're getting some cracking and some movement in that ceiling area, Gail?
Oh, yeah. I know I've got movement in the house because there's, you know, it's all open. And
right.
I know there's not walls. The whole thing's in place. So, therefore, I'm going to get some. But this one that concerns me is in the back because when my son's in construction and he said, well, you don't have it vented out. It could be a damp problem up there. I had my contractor come out today and take a look at it, and there's no dampness in because they spray with some kind of a foam that adheres to the floor, I mean, up on the ceiling and around the sides, and it seals it in. And my son was concerned that he said, well, where's the air vent? I said, well, I guess we don't have one.
Okay, so let me give you some background information on this type of an application. So it sounds like your home has been insulated with spray foam. It's an excellent product. In fact, I have it in my own house. And when you use a spray foam application, you do not vent the attic. You only vent the attic if you're using a bad insulation like fiberglass or cellulose or mineral wool. In those cases, you need to vent the attic because it carts moisture out. When you use spray foam, your attic is not an unconditioned attic. It's become a conditioned attic. And so in that case, you do not vent it. I don't think your problem is lack of ventilation. In fact, I'm sure of that with the spray foam house. I think what you're describing to me is normal expansion and contraction in a newer home. Those types of situations where the drywall tape loosens up and cracks and pulls away, pretty typical in that particular type of scenario. Now, the repair on this has to be done in such a way that you're not just sort of putting back what's there. You need to pull off the loose tape, all of it, cut it away, and then you're going to gently sand that area, and then you're going to apply a type of drywall tape that's perforated and made of fiberglass. It looks like netting. And it's tacky, so you can basically stick it on across the crack, and then you put three coats of spackle over that. And what that tends to do is bridge the gap across that seam much better than just paper tape would, and hopefully stop the crack from reforming. So you can't just try to re-spackle what's there. It'll just keep showing through again and again and again. You need to take off the loose tape and replace it with the perforated tape, and then refinish it, prime it, paint it, and you're done.
Whatever you are working on this fall season, we are here to lend a hand. So give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, if a cozy home is appealing to you, imagine how it looks to rodents who want to get in and be cozy too. We're going to have some tips to keep critters from joining you indoors after this.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by HomeAdvisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the HomeAdvisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro, or visit HomeAdvisor.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And the Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a minor repair or a major remodel, Home Advisor has the best local pros for every project.
Download the Home Advisor app today and get started. Remember, you can always post your question to MoneyPit.com, just like Ed from New Jersey did. Now, Ed writes, I want to have a storm door and an exterior door combination installed. What product information can you give me?
Well, first of all, Ed, you don't really need a storm door anymore. I mean, the exterior doors today are so much more energy efficient than they ever used to be that they simply don't require a quote-unquote storm door in order to keep the door sealed. What you could use is a screen door for sure, but you definitely don't need a storm door. In terms of exterior doors, I would recommend any of the fiberglass exterior doors because they are more energy efficient than the wood doors. They're about five times more energy efficient. And then what I would do is I would select a very attractive full height screen door to go in front of it. Yes, you'll need to leave the screen in year round, but heck, why not? I mean, if you're creative, you could figure out a way to take it off in the off season, but I don't really think you have to, and I think that that combination is exactly what you're going to need. But you don't need a storm door to keep it airtight. And also, if you have a storm door, what will happen, especially if you have glass panels on that exterior door, that storm door, but when it gets hot from the sun hitting it, you get the greenhouse effect, and it raises the temperature so much that it will melt, literally melt some of that vinyl trim around the door. And sometimes it can make your handle so hot that if you grab it from the other side, you could burn your hand.
Geez, Louise. Well, I hope that helps you out, Ed. You know, there's so many beautiful door choices out there. You're bound to find something that works beautifully for your type of home.
Well, when temperatures drop, mice, rats, and other rodents love to make their way into your cozy home for relief from the chill. Leslie has tips to keep them from doing just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, it's not as easy as hanging a no vacancy sign, but you can make some changes that'll keep mice and critters moving on and away from your house and then searching out that next warm haven, which hopefully is still not your house. Now, mice can squeeze through spaces smaller than a nickel, so you've got to seal any potential entrances to your home with sheet metal, steel wool, or cement. Those expandable foam insulations, they can be gnawed through, so if you take that route, you want to make sure you add some steel wool to the mix so that they can't chew through it. And think about your pets, guys. Your dog and your cat cat, they're not the only animal that's going to come running at the smell of pet food. Wet or dry, it's definitely enticing to rodents, too. I mean, so enticing that they'll chew through heavy-duty food bags for a bite. So you want to make sure you keep dry pet food in sealed metal canisters and rinse out pet food bowls before heading to bed every single night. Go ahead and give your kitchen counters and tables a nice swipe clean every evening. This way you get rid of crumbs and anything that could seem like an outdoor animal's treat. And while it doesn't seem to help their IQ, critters like newspapers and magazines as much as we do. So get rid of stacks of papers and cardboard that mice and rodents can turn into really nice nesting sites. I mean, it's a lot of stuff, but if you keep up these sort of daily routine things, it's definitely going to go a long way to keep those rodents out. So go on, if you want some more advice, to moneypit.com. There you can find some more solutions for all of the areas of your home, inside and out.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you've ever had a major storm hit your house, you know that a home, which is generally safe and sound and secure, can pretty much quickly turn into a leaking mess. That's why after the storm passes, it's really important to give your house a very careful inspection. We'll explain what needs to be looked at on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Putting America's interests above all others, President Trump telling supporters in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Saturday night, he proudly waves the flag.
In everything we do, we're putting America first, unlike other administrations, and not just Obama and Biden. This has gone on for many years. We put America first, and that's what we're doing. And you know what? Other countries, for the first time in decades, respect us again. Remember that. They respect us again.
The Texas coast preparing for a tropical storm forecast to strengthen into a hurricane before breaching the shores in the days ahead. Both Galveston and Galveston County issuing voluntary evacuation orders ahead of Tropical Storm Beta, expected to become a hurricane by Sunday. Meanwhile, a tropical storm warning has been triggered from Port Aransas, Texas, to Intercoastal City, Louisiana. Sooner than later, President Trump says he's not going to wait to appoint a new justice to the Supreme Court.
The president believes the GOP-controlled Senate should consider without delay his upcoming nomination to fill the Supreme Court seat vacated by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. He tweets that Republicans were put in this position of power and importance to make decisions for the people. However, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says any confirmation vote should come after the November 3rd election. Greg Clugston reporting.
Before leaving Washington for the rally, the president says he has a short list of impressive names and could reveal his choice next week. A magnitude 4.5 earthquake struck Southern California shortly before midnight Friday night, about 10 miles west of Los Angeles. Shockwaves could be felt as far south as San Diego. And with the pandemic in force, world leaders are skipping the annual UN General Assembly gathering in New York that starts on Monday. Instead, they're going to make pre-recorded speeches on the state of the world. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Gunfire at a backyard party in Rochester, New York overnight on Friday kills two and wounds 14 others, with police calling it a tragedy on top of everything else the community has been going through. Julie Walker has more in this story.
Interim Police Chief Mark Simmons says it was a chaotic scene with around 100 people running from the house.
This is truly a tragedy of epic proportion, if you ask me. I mean, 16 victims is unheard of. And for our community, who's done so much, to have to be dealt with this tragedy needlessly.
Simmons says a man and a woman in their late teens or early 20s were killed and calls it another tragedy at an illegal house party. Meanwhile, Rochester has been rocked by nightly protests over the suffocation death of Daniel Prude after police put a spit hood over his head. Julie Walker, New York.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. Hurricane names are in short supply.
The National Hurricane Center, for only the second time ever, has resorted to using the Greek alphabet this hurricane season after running out of traditional names in a year that continues to smash records. On Friday, subtropical storm Alpha came to life off the coast of Portugal just after the season's 21st storm, tropical storm Wilfred, formed earlier in the day, using the last of the traditional names. Then Beta formed in the Gulf a few hours later, after storms in the Atlantic this year have formed at a faster pace than ever before. Forecasters are out of traditional options. Patrick Frost reporting.
President Trump has issued a proclamation directing flags at the White House and all public buildings and grounds and military facilities be flown at half staff until the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is interred. The president also directing flags be flown at half staff at all U.S. embassies and other facilities abroad. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Thanks to the dedication of the people of Shasta County, we are able to move more quickly through Phase 2 of California's COVID-19 reopening plan. As our friends and neighbors reopen their businesses, remember this carefully thought-out plan is necessary to continue to limit the spread of COVID-19, and following the reopening guidance is critical. We still need to do everything we can to protect our vulnerable neighbors. Those aged 65 and older or with underlying medical conditions should stay home as much as possible. Non-essential travel and mass gatherings are still not allowed at this time, and we all need to continue to practice social distancing. Wear masks when out in public, stay home when sick, and practice respiratory hygiene. To see a list of businesses that can reopen with modifications, go to ShastaReady.org and click on Roadmap to Recovery. Our continued dedication to reopening in a safe, controlled manner will help us beat COVID-19 and continue to move forward.
1-866-408-7669. We got some good news if you're in New York. The mayor promises to pick up the garbage. Not him. He doesn't do any work. He sleeps till 10. That's why he doesn't want the garbage trucks around his neighborhood. Doesn't want them waking him up. But the CEOs, 150 CEOs, wrote him a letter and said, pick up the garbage and stop the crime and we'll come back. He said, sorry, I have no money. Suddenly he realizes, I do have some money. I will pick up the garbage. We don't ask for much. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three, she is threatening to keep the House Democrats in session and prevent them from going home and running for re-election unless the Senate Republicans agree to the Speaker's $3.4 trillion coronavirus bill.
That is Senator John Kennedy trying to figure out what the Speaker's up to. I think the rescue package just got a life preserver. Can the parties actually get a deal done for you? This is an examination of the over-oppressive state lockdowns like Pennsylvania begins to boomerang because the courts are ruling against them and the people are turning on them. It's about freedom and opportunity. Not everything is about politics, governors. Plus, the Big Ten decides they can play football. An eight-game season beginning October 24th. Good job.
Number two.
After decades of division and conflict, we mark the dawn of a new Middle East. Today's signing sets history on a new course, and there will be other countries very, very soon that will follow these great leaders.
Historic, earth-shattering change in the Middle East as countries rally with Israel to reshape peace, not guns and bombs. All deserve credit, but none more than President Trump and his team. What was done, what was accomplished, and why so many just can't get themselves to credit the president for success.
Number one.
The bad news is I show up when I'm invited, so, you know. Your poor relative, well, I'm like the poor relative. The poor relatives show up, eat all your food, stay longer than they should. The wealthy ones don't come. I'm like the poor relative. I show up.
Joe Biden in Tampa, Florida, trying to make sense through a mask and is mumbling. Now I get it. After seeing and reading about Joe Biden's unscripted appearance in Florida, now it's clearer why his handlers don't want him on the campaign trail. He's slow, he's angry, and he's odd. However, Trump shows he's not quite ready for the first debate and has to be if he wants to take, once again, every battleground state get over three electoral votes, and especially Florida, where the vice president was there. And Mike Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York, promises to spend $100 million of his own money just to get the word out about Joe Biden, who's outspending the president's got more money now. He went from no money, no donations, a dead candidacy, to everybody who doesn't like Trump giving him everything they have, selling their homes, getting Tom Selleck's reverse mortgage, everything in order to get rid of Donald Trump. Now, for the president of the United States, he needs to knock out in a couple of weeks at the debates. Chris Wallace will be moderating. I think he's going to do a great, and I think he's going to do a fair job. Why do I say that? Because he might be listening. No, why do I say that? Because he does. And I think he'll will have a follow-up with Joe Biden. He will have a follow-up with the president. And for me, I watched as Barack Obama got trounced by Mitt Romney and almost lost the re-election. I watched when George Bush and John Kerry went at it. There was just President Bush, when he was president, he's already done it 4 years, not used to the debate. He's used to governing. Barack Obama, whether you loved him or not, was not used to the debate. He's used to governing. And all of a sudden, all his issues are being debated and hashed out. Mitt Romney was coming off 25 debates, literally, against all Republicans' buzzsaws. So he was ready for a debate, and it took a debate for both men to get their feet underneath him. Donald Trump does not have that luxury. And I'm listening to him last night. To his credit, he chose to do a town hall with George Stephanopoulos, okay? He's going to do it, and he did it. So he got hostile questions. And if they didn't, it doesn't take long. If you were watching ABC, you're probably hostile to the president. So it's okay. That's what I think John McCain let everyone realize. You could have a town hall, not screen the questions, and do okay. So the president of the United States, you tell me, I'm looking at some of these answers, non-answers, and he ran into trouble. No question. Here's an example with Stephanopoulos talking about the vaccine, cut nine.
And it's probably going to go away now a lot faster because of the vaccine. It would go away without the vaccine, George, but it's going to go away a lot faster.
It would go away without the vaccine?
Sure, over a period of time. Sure, with time. It goes
many deaths.
And you'll develop herd, like a herd mentality. It's going to be herd developed, and that's going to happen. That will all happen. But with the vaccine, I think it will go away very quickly.
So that's not the best answer in the world, and I think you can keep it simple on that. There's no reason to get into herd immunity. That's controversial to begin with. But that's an act, that's an example of something Chris Wallace would say. And he's going to have to answer that question. And Joe Biden's going to have a very simple, I don't have to make any decisions. I can sit on the outside and just throw barbs. That's what makes it easier. So he's asked about the mask mandate. Cut 10.
They said at the Democrat convention they're going to do a national mandate. They never did it because they've checked out and they didn't do it. And a good question is you ask, like Joe Biden, they said, we're going to do a national mandate on masks.
He called on all governors to have them. It is a state responsibility.
Well, no, but he didn't do it. I mean, he never did it.
Because he changed his mind on that. But keep in mind, he's not president, which Joe Biden, I'm sure he didn't write this, but he said, to be clear, I'm currently not president. But if you chip in now, we can change that in November. So he's not president. What the president wanted to say, and what he did say, but not effectively, was he said, I'm going to do a mask mandate. And then he said, I'm going to tell governors to do it because it's really unconstitutional, which is exactly the president's point, why he wanted to empower governors to get the testing, empower governors and give them the resources they need, empower them with all he could do. But he's going to tell them they know what they need better than Washington, D.C. So this was, I thought, the president's best attempt and legitimate attempt to explain what he was doing when he was talking about Woodward and said, I know it's going to be bad, and told us we can work our way through it. And people are saying you should have told everybody the truth that this plague was going to hit us and hundreds of thousands would die. So this was how the president explained himself last night. Cut 11.
Yeah. So when Churchill was on the top of a building and he said everything's going to be good, everything's going to be calm, and you have the Nazis dropping bombs all over London, he was very brave because he was at the top of a building. It was very well known that he was standing on buildings and they were bombing. And he says everyone's going to be safe. I don't think that's being necessarily honest. And yet I think it's being a great leader. But he said, you're going to be safe. Be calm. Don't panic. And you had bombers dropping bombs all over London. So I guess you could say that's not so honest. But it's still great leadership.
So do you think it's okay to be dishonest?
I'm not looking to be dishonest. I don't want people to panic, and we are going to be okay.
But that was strong. And it's really tough to go against Churchill. You can go against Churchill. Like President Obama evidently hated him. But you can go against him. That's fine. But that's the president's strongest argument going forward. He would not even have this argument if he didn't talk to Bob Woodward. He'd have other people say the president of the United States in February said that he knew it was going to be bad, and the president would say, well, no, I knew it was going to be bad, but I had to bring us through it. But instead, you have tapes. And this is a problem the president didn't need to have. But he said, I thought, you know, if I sat down with him and told him, he would understand where I'm coming from. And as the president told us yesterday, it's a boring book, so don't buy it. So there you go. When we come back, Middle East peace. What was accomplished and what's about to be accomplished? Why do you care? Why does it affect you at home? Because there was a time when ISIS, Al-Qaeda were an everyday presence here. And all their affiliates, Al-Shabaab, an everyday presence here. And part of those extremists came out of the Middle East because they were frustrated with their governments. And we said, well, what can you do about it? There was an Arab Spring and it was a disaster. The former president of the United States embraced the Muslim Brotherhood. Morsi ends up taking over in Egypt and President Obama embraced him. The president at the time, Obama, tried to get a nuke deal with Iran, the JCPOA. It was a disaster. This president undid it. And after trying to get a Middle East peace deal and finally publishing it and realizing the Palestinians don't want to come to the table, Jared Kushner was redirected by the president to go and cut a deal with what we all know is unofficial, that the Sunni Muslims do not see the Israelis as a threat. They're willing to recognize them as a country, a Jewish state, and they want to set up trade and diplomatic relations. They've had it. They need the tech expertise. They need the business expertise that Israel has honed over the years, the IPOs. And there's a ton of innovation with the UAE especially. So let's start helping each other out and stop blowing each other up. It's easy to say. The president pulled it off. When we come back, the details on that. Then P.J. O'Rourke, to put this time and this turmoil in perspective. And then we end with your calls, 1-866-408-7669. Busy hour. Don't move.
Challenging conventional thought and wisdom. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, guys, this is Larry King. Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that don't work? I've got great news for you. I had prostate problems that were driving me nuts. I tried several different natural products. None of them worked. One day I heard about Prostagenics. It beat over 157 other prostate supplements in independent lab tests and was rated number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. So I got some Prostagenics, and boy, am I glad I did. Now my prostate troubles are a thing of the past. I sleep like a champ. I feel like I did 20 years ago. Do yourself a huge favor. Do what I did and get yourself some Prostagenics.
Prostagenics comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you can order absolutely risk-free. Call 800-749-1107. That's 800-749-1107. If you call in the next 6 minutes, you can get a free bottle with a Larry King radio special. 800-749-1107. Again, 800-749-1107.
Pick up the phone right now.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's Dental Practice at capacity.
Patient in room 1 is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room 2 are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This is Fox on Justice. Most Saturdays, Henry Herskowitz goes to synagogue, but not to pray, to protest. He and some others stand outside Temple Beth Israel in Ann Arbor, Michigan. They carry signs protesting Israel's policies toward the Palestinians. One sign says, "Stop U.S. aid to Israel." Some members of the congregation don't like that, but they really don't like the signs that say, "Jewish power corrupts and no more Holocaust movies." Those, they say, are blatantly anti-Semitic. The synagogue and another one next door asked a federal judge to put a stop to the protests, but the judge said no. The demonstrations are protected free speech under the First Amendment. Temple members are planning to appeal. Henry Herskowitz has belonged to an organization that the Southern Poverty Law Center labeled a Holocaust-denying hate group. Herskowitz says he's not anti-Semitic. In fact, he's Jewish and used to attend services at Beth Israel until he had a falling out with them. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Barack Obama ran an almost flawless campaign in 2008, concluding with his election as the 44th president and the first African-American to lead the United States. In early 2008, he spoke to supporters in Chicago.
The challenges we face will not be solved with one meeting in one night. It will not be resolved on even a super-duper Tuesday. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorca with a Fox Movie Profile and a look at new movies in theaters and new releases on demand, including the superhero flick from the X-Men universe, The New Mutants. Here's Fandango's Eric Davis.
The New Mutants, really the biggest wide release that we have seen since March. It's going to be on about 2,800 screens. It's about these five mutants, these young kids who are just coming to terms with the powers that they have.
A big film both in theaters and on demand is Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Keanu Reeves, Alex Winter reprising these roles, these classic iconic roles, 30 years later. This time their daughters help out.
And when it comes to theaters reopening, Davis shares what was learned from the theaters only release of Unhinged.
Unhinged earned $4 million on about 1,800 screens. The best performing screens, believe it or not, were drive-ins in California. So it was a good number. It shows you that a lot of people were going to the theaters.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
After decades of division and conflict, we mark the dawn of a new Middle East. These agreements prove that the nations of the region are breaking free from the failed approaches of the past. Today's signing sets history on a new course, and there will be other countries very, very soon that will follow these great leaders.
President of the United States talking about the historic deal between the UAE, between Israel, and between Bahrain. Joining us now to put in perspective what it was like yesterday, Avi Berkowitz, Assistant to the President and Special Representative for International Negotiations. Avi, would this have happened if there were objections from Saudi Arabia and other Arab nations?
So first off, thank you so much for having me on the show. And, you know, yesterday was a great testament to President Trump's deal-making ability. So it certainly wouldn't have happened without President Trump's leadership. As it relates to Saudi Arabia, obviously they are the custodians of the two mosques, holy mosques, the holiest in the religion, and so they play a significant role in the region, and specifically as it relates to Bahrain, they have a close relationship. So I don't want to necessarily say that, you know, what their role specifically was, but you know, I think it's well understood that they play a significant role in the region.
So, Avi, what do you think the key was the fact that the administration walked away from the JCPOA, the Iranian deal?
100%, yeah, for sure. The last administration left the Middle East sort of in a very difficult position. Israel felt isolated from the United States. Numerous Gulf Arab countries felt betrayed by the Iran deal. And so a new coalition was sort of formed to push back against Iranian aggression, be it through proxy wars that they were starting either in Yemen or in Syria or in Iraq or again, you know, wherever it may be, with Hezbollah in Lebanon. So, and in Gaza with Hamas. And so there was just a coalition of countries that are partners with the United States who saw that aggression and we're looking to the United States under President Trump's leadership and Jared Kushner as well to return a sense of normalcy to the region. And yesterday you saw a lot of those countries publicly coming out together to have peace agreements on the White House lawn that President Trump was able to broker. And I think you're right. It's a direct cause of the last administration's failed Iranian policy.
Why do you think they felt comfortable after all these decades not waiting for the Palestinians?
So I think a large portion of that is the fact that the president released on January of this year a vision for peace that Jared Kushner, David Friedman, the U.S. ambassador to Israel, Jason Greenblatt, and myself worked on for years, honestly, which laid out a very specific plan that articulated a way to realistically resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And the Palestinians' refusal to engage with the Trump administration since December of 2017 was seen by a lot of our regional partners in the Arab world as, you know, impossible to comprehend. I mean, if the United States under President Trump, who's been honestly the greatest friend to a lot of these countries in the region, has put out a plan and you're refusing to engage, a lot of people saw that intransigence and said, look, you no longer have a veto over us. We're sovereign countries. We have the right to make our own decisions. And so they've lost that veto. And I think yesterday with Hamas sending rockets into Israel, I think you sort of have this split screen of, are you for peace or are you for terrorism? And I think the Palestinians really have to look themselves in the mirror and make a very, very, very tough evaluation of their behavior. And hopefully going forward, they'll come back to the table and negotiate in good faith.
So were you surprised that CNN took the time to not talk really about the deal, but to talk about how big the crowd was and how they were in social distancing?
You know, it's sort of a little bit frustrating, and I feel for Jared Kushner because Jared led this team brilliantly. He's been criticized to no end, and yet he came every single day, numerous sort of different work streams, and pulled off a tremendous victory, and President Trump, of course, as well. And, you know, it's a little bit disappointing when people don't give it the attention, but I also think it sort of talks to a larger point, which is criticism – actually does have a relevant place in government, right? Government employees should stand, you know, should stand for things and also be ready to be criticized when their policies are either good or when they're bad. But when we can't sort of see a Middle East peace deal as something that we sort of put aside, you know, partisan, you know, bickering or whatever it may be, and just really approach it with, I mean, the president was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for it. I mean, this is a big deal. The president and Jared deserve tremendous adulation and credit. And so when we can't sort of do that, it makes it hard to really look at the criticism in a reasonable light going forward, when perhaps it might be warranted. But if we don't have the conversation in reasonable times, then, you know, it means nothing in the other time.
Avi Berkowitz, assistant to the president with us. Avi, how real was that would-be plot to kill our ambassador in South Africa, and how worried are you that Iran will be looking to make themselves relevant and look tough and still seeking revenge for Soleimani's death?
So I have not personally seen those reports, so I don't want to comment specifically on that. However, you know, Iranian aggression is something that the United States takes very, very seriously. And, you know, the president took bold action in the region. But when Jared Kushner was traveling just this past, you know, weeks ago in the Middle East, he took the first flight on El Al from Tel Aviv, an Israeli commercial carrier, to Abu Dhabi. And the Iranians put out a video tinted in red showing the team on the plane. I mean, that is a pretty provocative, inappropriate, obviously, video to put out. And so, you know, these actors, unfortunately, are not behaving in you know, realistic, appropriate ways. And it's something that the administration is monitoring very carefully.
Yeah, I know Thomas Friedman praised you guys, and you're crazy not to praise him. I just want to give another perspective. Charles Lane was on a special report last night, cut 26.
In a way, Iran still is the key to the Middle East. The difference is that instead of conciliating Iran, as the previous administration tried to do, the Israelis and the Gulf Arabs want to confront and oppose and form a united front against Iran. I mean, it really overturns decades of conventional wisdom about.
And do you agree with that assessment? And if so, where does this go then?
Yeah, I mean, I think Prime Minister Netanyahu even mentioned something in his speech yesterday about there needs to be a coalition of good actors in the region working together to push back on Iranian aggression. And when you look at the United Arab Emirates, I mean, they're so close just geographically to Iran. And so when you think about the potential for Israel and the UAE to work together to combat, be it terrorism, you know, radical extremism, Iranian aggression, they are natural allies both geographically and fundamentally, the way they understand the region and the world. They're both against terrorism.
You know, and one thing is clear, Avi, this is an exciting time. Avi Berkowitz, in a major accomplishment, assistant to the president. Thanks so much for joining us from the White House. P. Joe Rourke.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is the most important election in the history of our country.
The end of this chapter of American darkness began here tonight.
President Donald Trump, former Vice President Joe Biden, face off in an epic showdown to decide the future of our nation. And America's premier journalist, Chris Wallace, moderates this can't-miss event. The biggest stage, the biggest stakes, the future of America. Chris Wallace moderates the first presidential debate, September 29th at 9 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. America is watching. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Jayma Mays and Aaron Hayes of Bill and Ted Face the Music. The two play Elizabeth and Joanna, who are married to Bill and Ted, and they go on an adventure of their own in the new flick. They were both impressive Bill and Ted fans going in.
When I got the audition for the film, it literally said, audition like Bill and Ted, and I was like, yes, in auditioning for whatever part you have available.
I was a huge fan of the movies when they came out, loved them.
watched them multiple times.
Aaron has a theory on why the films have had such longevity.
They're hopeful. They're so relentlessly optimistic, these characters. You know, they're so positive, and it's everybody craves that.
And there's an epic scene which they say really felt like they were part of one big rockin' reunion.
Where we all are playing instruments. I had a keytar, but I'm like playing, and I'm like, hey, I'm playing with Bill and Ted. And like, I'm looking over, and there's like Kid Cudi, and there's the phone booth, and it's dark, and there's light.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is the most important election in the history of our country.
The end of this chapter of American darkness began here tonight.
President Donald Trump, former Vice President Joe Biden, face off in an epic showdown to decide the future of our nation. And America's premier journalist, Chris Wallace, moderates this can't-miss event. The biggest stage, the biggest stakes, the future of America. Chris Wallace moderates the first presidential debate, September 29th at 9 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. America is watching. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
October 30th, 1974. It was the Rumble in the Jungle. World heavyweight champion George Foreman and former world champion Muhammad Ali entered the ring in Zaire in one of the first Don King promoted boxing matches. Muhammad Ali regained the world title from a younger and stronger Foreman and spoke to the press after the fight.
I had one hell of a rumble. I had to beat Tarzan's behind first for claiming to be the king in the jungle. For this fight, I've wrestled with alligators. I've tussled with the whale. I done handcuffed lightning and put thunder in jail. You know I'm bad. I have murdered a rock. I injured a stone and I hospitalized a brick. I'm so bad I made medicine sick. I'm so fast, man. I can run through a hurricane and don't get wet.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A girl from Illinois who saved a neighbor thanks to her superhero hearing makes today's Dean's List. 13-year-old Casey Brislane received the Girl Scouts Medal of Honor for saving Susie Schubert. The national award is given to Girl Scouts who save another person's life. Casey says she was watching TV back in early January when she started to notice the faint sound of someone yelling for help outside her family's home in the Cook County village of Harwood Heights. She ran outside and found Susie, her neighbor, wedged underneath a car following a fall. Her face was beneath a tailpipe, and she had broken an arm and twisted her legs on top of the ice. Susie says when the paramedics arrived, she was so cold they couldn't give her medication through an IV until she warmed up. Casey didn't leave her side, and Susie says she's her guardian angel. Casey, you're amazing and a true superhero. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
In your opinion, is socialism a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean, I think people kind of throw that word around to try to scare you, but if helping people is socialism, then I'm for it.
Trying to spread the wealth is definitely a good thing in America, and okay. It's definitely a thing that's needed.
Do you have a positive reaction to socialism or a negative one?
I'd say a more positive one. I'm definitely more open to it.
But we should have a standard of living for all people.
If we did it democratically, then we could really incorporate socialism.
How would you define socialism?
I mean, it's definitely more of an open form of government, and it feels like a lot more accessible to a lot more people.
What does that mean necessarily, though?
To be quite honest, I don't know.
Which is exactly why P.J. O'Rourke wrote his book. a cry from the far middle, dispatches from a divided land. He's taken on socialism head on. And we're all appalled by the fact that it seems to be resonating in today's world. In fact, almost 50% of young people seem to view socialism in a positive way. Young adults. And it's only growing from there. 7 in 10 millennials say they'd vote for a socialist, hence Bernie Sanders. It's not because of his hair. P.J. O'Rourke joins us now. Hey, P.J., welcome back.
Well, I'm glad to be back. And boy, yeah, what's going on here? I mean, first place, having been a young person once, I seem to recall that young people are crazy. So that's one explanation.
Well, I'll give you your quote. I love your quote. P.J. O'Rourke, young people are not only penniless and powerless, they're also ignorant as hell.
It comes with the territory. There's no doubt about that. But I think probably the main thing that young people aren't seeing, it's just historical. It's just a matter of time. For young people, the fall of the Berlin Wall, which is like yesterday for me, is a long, long time ago. As long ago for me as the Great Depression would be. And they just haven't seen how badly this thing works. They could go look at Venezuela, but I mean Venezuela seems to be, I don't know, you know, sort of a nutty outlier. They could go look at Cuba, but usually when they do look at Cuba, all they see is the old cars and the Guantanamera singing and cheap rum. If they were to go out into the countryside and find people starving, they might change their minds a little bit. It just doesn't work. Putting the government in control of an economy is an economic disaster. I mean, even go ask the communist Chinese. The communist Chinese got over socialism, and they're communists.
So, PG, you think you have never really struck me as somebody in the middle. What do you mean a cry from the far middle?
Well, I think our noise-to-signal ratio has gotten a little out of hand. I mean, we got a lot of important political issues to debate, and instead we're screaming at each other, you know. It's like one of those family fights that starts out about, like, what color will the new couch be? And ends up yelling, you know, and I always hated your first wife, you know, and your mother treats me like dirt, and you leave wet towels on the bed. I think we're unnecessarily splitting ourselves up. I mean, I'm still the libertarian conservative I always was, but I want, you know, I want a real fight over these issues. I don't want a professional wrestling match.
We used to have a galvanizing force. You know what it was? An enemy. Soviet Union. We had to fight communism wherever we saw it, whatever continent. We debate on Vietnam War and what it was for, but it was really to stop communism and keep the markets free. So the Democrats and Republicans were united on that. It's how to do it would divide us. Now we don't necessarily have that common enemy. We're not necessarily even in the war on terror anymore, even though to drop our guard would be crazy. But that's for this conversation. Is that part of the problem?
Oh, that's definitely part of the problem. Nothing unites America like an external enemy. And we're not a country that has, like, an internal cohesion. I mean, we're not really – we don't share ethnicity. Yeah, I'll try saying that three times this time in the morning. We're not all related to blood by blood. We're barely related by language, you know. I mean, we come from all over the place. One of the reasons that we sometimes are hostile to foreigners is because we all are foreigners, and we know what foreigners get up to. There's always been a lot of internal division in the United States. And, boy, we pull together when we've got an exterior threat. When we don't have an exterior threat, we pull apart.
What I think concerns me, but maybe not you, I don't want to put words in your mouth or thoughts in your head because you have so much in there, is that people are ripping apart our history. They're not even talking about the future. They're upset about our past.
Always easier to change the past than it is to change the future. We all have a chance to change the future, but it's just much easier to turn around and pretend that things were, you know, that America is founded on original sin Well, you know, America was founded by human beings with all the sins that they have, so there's something to that. But, I mean, this country was not created in order to divide people, and not created in order to categorize them, and not created in order to oppress them. It was created to turn them free. Imperfectly, because it was created by human beings, and human beings are imperfect. And you think about the progress we have made since 1776 in terms of the freedom of individuals, whatever their gender or their color or their gender preference or so on. The progress has been amazing. It's been amazing in my lifetime. And to see this just despised and ignored and refuted, and see all the screaming and yelling in the streets, it breaks my heart.
Also, it was kind of stupid. Frederick Douglass was not the problem. He was an escaped slave. Don't take his stature down. Abraham Lincoln was not a problem. He did some pretty good things, according to reports. I wasn't there, but I've read some of them. So they're going after the wrong people.
Well, of course they are. You know, once you start inspecting the feet of your heroes, you find that they all have a bit of clay in them, you know. And, yeah, we could pull down. There's probably nobody on earth whose statue doesn't deserve to be pulled down on one count or another. But it won't change the past. You can't change the past.
Right.
You know, it's best to acknowledge it. So, you know, funnily enough, you know who was opposed to Confederate war monuments?
Who?
Robert E. Lee. He said that Confederate war monuments should be limited to those commemorating the dead, basically to graveyards. He said that to establish Confederate war monuments beyond concern for you know, and pity for the dead was to be divisive.
And that's a great point. And our leaders back then were so concerned they were going to come apart again. They wanted to go out and do what Lincoln said. It says, don't go for revenge. We got to come back together. You put down your guns. You sign your loyalty. Let's move forward. And that's really the spirit in which a lot of those statues were made.
It's true.
And so when you talk about anger today, I thought this soundbite would be perfect to build on your case, P.J. O'Rourke, Cut 37. The name Nancy Pelosi.
I have made confidence that he won't interfere. I think he will do anything because I think he's proven again and again that he is not a patriot, that he has no respect for the Constitution of the United States, which he has no hesitation to violate. So I think you suspect the worst there. But don't dwell on him. Let's reach out and look forward to the American people. Because the more we talk about him, the less we're talking about a positive message.
Now, you think she's talking about President Xi? No, talking about President Trump.
It's, you know, demonizing President Trump. Criticizing President Trump is one thing, and he's open to criticism. He's not my favorite president. When you demonize him, what you're doing is, I mean, what she's basically doing there is a sort of an inarticulate, a prolix version of basket of deplorables. That you people who see something in Trump, or had hopes for seeing something in Trump, or considered Trump to be a useful shakeup of a really sort of elitist, inert, complacent system. You're just bad people, and we're not going to take you into account, even though you you know, half the nation.
So, PJ, put this in perspective then, because no one has to tell you what everyone thought of Reagan when he was as a president. He was detached. He was a figurehead. He was dumb. He was losing it. Now he's looked at as one of the greats. When you remember Bush 41, what a great resume. What a great accomplishment. What a great family. They looked at him as weak. He didn't win re-election. Bush 43, his numbers are going up. He was really, they like to call him dumb as well. As you go through our past, We were never really singing from the same hymn sheet. I get it. But what's going to bring us back together logically?
Ooh, That's good. Well, first we're going to have to let the fires of idiocy burn out. You know, once the idiocy underbrush gets aflame, you know, we get a sort of like situation like we've got on the West Coast. We're going to probably have to put up with another couple of years of extreme foolishness from the Democrats. I fear that they may win in November, and they probably will get kicked out of Congress 2 years thereafter. But it's going to be an expensive and difficult 2 years. It's going to get worse before it gets better. But then I hope that we'll start to come to a more reasonable attitude towards government. It's just a machine. It's a big, powerful, dangerous machine, but it's just a machine, and we need to operate it in a rational manner. We put a lot of stuff into this machine in terms of our time and our energy and, of course, our tax dollars, and we want a product that comes out of this machine in an efficient way.
Right.
We want certain benefits and certain protections, the rule of law and defense, and we've got to start thinking about how well that machine works, how much that machine can do, what it can do, what it can't do. And I think it's going to take us a couple years to sober up, which will be great for you and me because, you know, we make our living commenting on idiocy.
PJ,
and if idiocy suddenly went away, we'd be out of a job.
Nope, I know what you're saying, but listen, I think it would take a leader that just refuses to have personal attacks. I would make the statement, I am not going after anyone personally. I'll differ you on issues, but you will not get me to answer back, and you not answer attack you personally. If like what we just heard, and President Trump does a lot of that. But I thought the key, the clues to our success eventually was this, what I heard from Gavin Newsom and President Trump back to Gavin Newsom a couple of days ago.
I want to thank you and acknowledge the work that you've done to be immediate in terms of your response. This may be a record that the states received in the FMAG support, as well as the major disaster declaration, which you referenced on August 22nd, which was profoundly significant, not only to help us support our mutual aid system, but also individuals that are in desperate need of support.
And they went on with global warming, we differ. They said, yeah, we will clean up the forest, yep, but on global warming, we differ. He goes, okay, I understand that. And they got up and they left. There was no barbs. I'm sure there's going to be pressure from both parties to, from Gavin Newsom's party to the Democratic Party to say something bad about the president, I'm sure. But in that moment, I realized how much leadership and decorum could trickle down to the rest of the country. Am I wrong?
You are not wrong. That was a gentlemanly statement, and then we could use a little bit more of that, couldn't we?
And I think you could still find some humor in that, PJ.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, here's like the most anti-Trump state on the face of the earth, and a very anti-Trump governor who knows how to say thank you when the federal government does something that's right for his state. And that little soundbite improves my opinion of Newsom enormously.
So you really owe me a lot.
I do.
There you go. Go out and pick up P.J. O'Rourke, best-selling author, As Good As It Gets. His latest book, A Cry from the Far Middle, Dispatches from a Divided Land. P.J. O'Rourke, thanks so much. Buckle up for a crazy next 48 days.
You bet I will, and you too, and thank you.
Go get him, P.J. Back in a moment with your calls at 1-866-408-7669.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program.
This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org, givewestwood.org.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we'll book solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Fox on Justice. Deborah Dykus wants a divorce. Her husband, Michael, doesn't. Both admit they've grown apart over their 33-year marriage, but as a devout Catholic, Michael is opposed to divorce on religious grounds. And he took his objections to the state Supreme Court in Nebraska. His argument that when Deborah went before a lower court to request the divorce, she didn't give a valid reason. But the judge said yes anyway. Michael's lawyer is arguing that his right to due process was violated, and they want Nebraska's no-fault divorce law declared unconstitutional. The law allows for divorce without assigning blame. His lawyer asking the court, why is it that marriage is held up as such a fundamental right, and yet it's so simple to get out of? If Michael Dykus wins, and legal experts consider it a long shot, Nebraska would be the only state without no-fault divorce. Deborah Dykus says she, too, is a practicing Catholic, but she considers divorce a civil matter, and she just wants out. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. There are some new symptoms of the pandemic: depression, fear, and anxiety. You don't need to be infected to have these symptoms. A new study finds an epidemic of depression as a result of the coronavirus. More than 1,400 adults completed a survey on mental health and well-being. 40% reported mild or moderate depression. 13% described their depression as severe or moderately severe. Researchers at Boston University compared the results to surveys done in 2017 and 2018. Pre-pandemic, less than 3% said they were on the high end of the depression scale. And on the mild to moderate side, the increase between then and now was 18%. The survey, reported in the journal JAMA Network Open, was conducted in March and April. Some health experts fear the numbers may be even higher now as summer ends and we head toward fall. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm announcing that as of October 1st, every mayor's office employee will be taking a furlough. And that obviously includes myself. And it was not a decision I made lightly. To have to do this is painful for them and their families, but it is the right thing to do at this moment in history.
Well, okay. Give him credit for that. Take a week off. A lot of people, city workers, you don't do that to get rich. But you do that for influence. You do that for experience. You do that for a sense of service. So they'll be taking time off. The city is buried in debt because they've done nothing to bring back commerce. They've done nothing to bring people back to the subways and to the restaurants. And they just want a handout from the government. Yes, definitely need money into these states. I get it. And we're giving it, and they got it. But when you don't call up your CEOs, when you don't respond to your business community, when you vilify those who make money and earn a great living, when you say rich people, you don't have to come back, we'll get other rich people, when you say if you really cared about change, you would spread the wealth around, which, by the way, you're doing by eating out, by buying cars, by getting a car service, by renting a building, by cutting a commercial real estate deal. Unbelievable. So that's what's happening in New York, which is emblematic of the rest of the country. Let's find out if there's even more to know.
More to know.
This is great news, Pete. I think you'll agree with me. Jason Whitlock ahead of us. Tom, the announcement's going to be official. The Big Ten is coming back to play football. Cut 33.
I think it's one of the most positive things we've seen in sports since this whole COVID, since the social unrest, since George Floyd. It's the most positive thing we've seen. The Big Ten made a gigantic error shutting down. I think they thought they would force the other dominoes to fall in behind them. And thankfully, some parents at Nebraska, some parents at Ohio State, some players across the country, Justin Fields, the quarterback at Ohio.
And by the way, they've been playing and practicing, and they've been fine with the cases. LSU said we had a whole bunch of positive tests. We got through it. They're playing. And this is politics. Politics in Ohio. Politics in Michigan. Nebraska wouldn't handle it. Go ahead, Pete.
You know, and the best part about this season, starting by the 24th, the champion will be eligible for the College Bowl Championship.
All right, that's interesting. So they're going to play 8 games, and we'll see where we go. We'll see if everyone's going to get in. Next, the Daily Wire is moving its headquarters out of Los Angeles. They got 75 people. That's Ben Shapiro's outfit. They're going to be moving to Nashville, Tennessee. Like Joe Rogan, moving out, like so many rich people, getting out. I just think this is emblematic of something bigger. That's a guy that grew up in California. You don't want to leave California. It's one of the most scenic cities, with has the most diverse states in the country. Can't afford it, so they're leaving. That's what you get. That's bad governorship year after year.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411, and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He just may be the most successful music composer ever. Sir Paul McCartney talks about how he wrote a song for a movie, which has become one of his most popular songs to perform live.
Say, live and let die.
I thought Live and Let Die is not the easiest title around, but I thought of the obvious thing, the original expression being live and let live. But I enjoyed writing it. I read the book, I think, on the Saturday, the Ian Fleming original book, rather than look at a film script, so that I'd get my take on it or my feel for it. And then on the Sunday, I sat down at the piano and came quite quickly. I wrote the song. And Linda wrote the little middle bit, which is like a little reggae bit. What does it matter to you? You got a chance, you got a chance. And that was it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. President Trump campaigned in Fayetteville, North Carolina Saturday night, telling the crowd Joe Biden likes to say he's from Scranton, Pennsylvania, when he actually abandoned Scranton a long time ago.
This is an election not between Scranton and wherever it is. It's really between Scranton and China. You know that. Scranton and China. I'm with America. Biden is with China. If Biden wins, China wins. If we win, America wins. North Carolina wins. Pennsylvania wins. And the American workers win in every single state.
The president issued a proclamation directing flags at the White House and all public buildings and grounds, as well as military facilities, be flown at half-staff until the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is interred. The president also directed flags be flown at half-staff at all U.S. embassies and facilities abroad. Meanwhile, the president's made it known that he does not want to wait until after the election to begin the process to fill the position on the Supreme Court vacated by Ginsburg's death. He's urging the Republican-run Senate to consider without delay his upcoming nomination.
The president has made his position crystal clear, tweeting, quote, "We were put in this position of power and importance to make decisions for the people who so proudly elected us." He continues, "The most important decision has long been considered to be the selection of United States Supreme Court justices. We have this obligation without delay." Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is vowing to bring the president's nominee to a vote with just over 6 weeks before the election. Bob Agner reporting.
Strong afternoon winds intensified a wildfire burning for nearly 2 weeks in mountains northeast of Los Angeles, prompting authorities to issue new evacuation orders Saturday for desert communities that lost some homes a day earlier. Early voting is underway in five states. Election day just over 6 weeks away. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A drug company says adding an anti-inflammatory medicine to a drug already widely used for hospitalized COVID-19 patients shortens their time to recovery by an additional day. Jeremy House has the details.
Eli Lilly announced the results from a study of 1,000 people sponsored by the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. The study tested a pill that Indianapolis-based Lilly already sells to treat rheumatoid arthritis. All study participants received remdesivir, a drug previously shown to reduce the time to recovery by 4 days. Those who were also given the Lilly drug recovered 1 day sooner.
The results have not yet been published or reviewed by independent scientists. Demonstrators took to the streets of London, Tel Aviv, and other cities to protest coronavirus restrictions, decrying how the measures have affected daily life. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A new poll shows a majority of President Trump supporters plan to cast their ballots on Election Day, while about half of Joe Biden backers plan to vote by mail.
Overall, 39% of registered voters say they will vote by mail, well above the 21% who say they normally do so, according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The rise is skewed toward backers of the former vice president, 53% of whom plan to vote by mail. 57% of President Trump supporters say they'll vote in person on November the 3rd. 54% of voters say they will vote before polls open on Election Day. In 2016, roughly 42% of voters did so. Patrick Foss reporting.
Voluntary evacuation orders issued in Galveston and Galveston County, Texas, ahead of the expected arrival of Tropical Storm Beta, which is strengthening into a hurricane, should be one by Sunday. Then it'll breach the Texas coast later in the week. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV.
Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotion.
Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes.
Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m.
Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing.
Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th.
Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV.
A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
In Oregon, Washington, and all the challenges that are going on there, as well as people trying to recover down in the south, over in Louisiana. All of our affiliates are being thought of. 5 acres are burned over in the northwest. 17,000 firefighters never stop. They keep coming in. National Guard is in the sky. And guess why I know, and I'm reminded, all we have to do is walk outside. 3,000 miles away, we could smell it, and they're feeling it in Europe. That's how bad it is, and I'm really hesitant to say this is just about global warming. Why is it happening in Mexico? Why is it not happening in Canada? I'm wondering if there's a combination of events and how much man is in control of it, period. We'll talk about that. Also, we had 860,000 people file for unemployment claims. That's not making the market happy. As the Fed making that statement yesterday, that we're not going to raise rates for a couple of years makes people think that there's a darkness staying straight ahead, keeping investors away. So we'll monitor all the breaking news. Well, the president this afternoon will do something pretty cool, for me anyway. The White House History Conference will take place, and they're going to be doing that at the National Archives. He's going to be going there tonight. He's going to be heading to Wisconsin. Joe Biden probably needs some rest. He campaigned once this week. We'll talk to Dan Henninger in a matter of minutes about him, law and order, what he discovered, and what Democrats are ignoring. First things first, Big Three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
So as we progressed, we came up with more and more. The doctors came up with more and more answers. They answered all the questions the chancellors and presidents had. The bottom line is we allow our student-athletes to get back out on the field and play, and that's what they love to do.
Big news for the Big Ten. Parents, players, and presidents made it happen. College basketball commits to a start date third week in November and at least a 13-game season. And is it time for Pac-12 to do it too? The governor just said, I'm not standing in the way. So do it, guys.
Number two.
If you're asking me when is it going to be generally available to the American public so we can begin to take advantage of vaccine to get back to our regular life, I think we're probably looking at late second quarter, third quarter, 2021.
I think he made a mistake when he said that. It's just incorrect information. I think he got the message maybe confused.
Yeah, guys, get it together. COVID confusion, a vaccine imminent, plans in place, politics has no place. How the Harris-Biden team have it all backwards, along with bottom-up push for another rescue plan for suffering Americans, because Pelosi is getting steamrolled by her own party because she refuses to do anything.
Number one.
Overall, we can likely push Vice President Biden in a more progressive direction across policy issues.
Yeah, that's great. Just what I thought. Forget the polls. Let's look at the vote. As yet another state commits to mailing every resident ballots unrequested, as both candidates make it clear they have two different approaches to winning. One will outwork you. The other one will hide. Biden, of course. But hey, he's winning, supposedly. But is Joe hiding his agenda, too? As you just heard AOC, let the lefty truth fly. Joining us now, no lefty, Dan Henninger, is the deputy editor of the Wall Street Journal editorial page. His weekly column is Wonderland. He's got a great column this week, as usual, the Democratic madness of ignoring law and order in these cities. But Dan, first things first, how does the president get Joe Biden to reveal that he was pushed to this position by the lefty liberals, liberals way to the left, like the squad.
Yeah, well, I think the president just has to keep pushing him on that. I mean, it is so obvious. You know, it's such an irony, Brian. Joe Biden ran through those primaries, seems like 100 years ago, but he ran through those primaries standing in the middle of the stage, running as a moderate in front of all of these Democrats across the United States. He's running against Bernie Sanders, man of the left, socialist, Marxist, Elizabeth Warren, woman of the left. And ultimately, Democratic voters decided they wanted a moderate. And Joe Biden, as old as he is, ended up as their nominee. Now, fast forward to their political convention, and we've got something like this document, the Biden-Sanders Unity Task Force, in which Joe Biden is quickly adopting the positions of the left. And Bernie Sanders is persuasively saying he could be the most progressive president since Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The bottom reality there, Brian, is that the left is driving the Democratic Party right now. There's no question about it. As Trump keeps suggesting, Bernie Sanders is the real power in the Democratic Party.
And Bernie Sanders, you wouldn't think would be working so hard and be so supportive if he didn't have some type of deal. We know how cranky he is as an individual and how bad he was for Hillary Clinton. He went invisible, barely endorsed. Now he's urging all his people to line up. Why?
Because they expect to get control of the levers of power in a Biden administration. I don't know whether they would get the Defense Department, maybe not the State Department, but they're going to be running, I would guess, justice. They'll get progressives will get attorney general. They'll get the EPA, Housing and Urban Development, HHS, all of these in the Department of Education. All of these bureaucracies and departments that have executive authority, which will then start issuing rulings out into the country to put in place the progressive policies that they have been arguing for very much in public for a long time. I think if Biden becomes president, we're going to see the domestic side of our politics move left very, very fast, especially if they win control of the Senate, Brian.
So the focus of your column, the Democratic madness, ignoring law and order in these cities and how unnerved American people are. You point to a poll, a Monmouth poll, that says 65% of respondents say maintaining law and order is a big problem. 28% of those responding were Republican and 41% independent, 31% Democrats. And it doesn't seem like the Democrats are giving anything more than lip service to this issue.
Well, they were trying not to, for sure. And indeed, a lot of analysts were trying to minimize the relevance and importance of the law and order issue. The big metric that jumps out in that Monmouth poll, Brian, is not merely the 65% number, but that 60% of blacks responded that law and order is a big issue, and nearly 65% of Hispanics. This is not something the Democrats expected to happen. So you've got a large number of people in the country becoming concerned, and why shouldn't they become concerned? More bad news for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democrats was that event in Los Angeles where two cops sitting in their car get shot point blank range. That's bad enough. But then, as always, the protesters show up, and this time they're screaming, "We hope they die," in front of the hospital. And, you know, to me, Brian, it's just kind of been of a piece. We have all been watching these protests now for over 100 days. And, you know, the conventional wisdom, the mainstream media keeps arguing most of them are peaceful protesters. Really? You know, there's something going on out there between carrying signs and looting stores. We've watched it. And it is how so many of these protesters get right up into the faces of these cops, right, and start screaming obscenities at them and personal insults at great length. The self-discipline of these cops, I couldn't do it, Brian. I just don't know how they stand there and take it. But what these protesters know is, A, they're not going to be arrested. B, if they are arrested, they're going to be released quickly. And finally, that the prosecutors, progressive prosecutors in many of these cities, won't press charges against them. So, in effect, there's no fear of the cops anymore. That line in the sand has been washed away. And I think the result is that we're seeing this continued violence happening in cities all across America. And that is what is sinking in on the American people right now as a political issue.
And, Dan, honestly, in terms of pure numbers in voters, the president's getting it. He's getting it from the cops, their families. There's 700,000, roughly, police people. There's so many have retired, and there's so many related. They're all going to fall in line with one president who's been law and order consistent really since he started running in 2015.
Yeah, he has. And I think all of these families deeply appreciate it. And the reality is sinking in, I think, across the American electorate that we have a big problem. You know, what? It's almost hilarious. It's almost like something for Saturday Night Live. The spectacle today and yesterday of the Minneapolis City Council, which recently voted to defund the police, now begging the cops to come back in the neighborhoods and save them.
And are angry, wants to know where they are.
What more do you need to know, for heaven's sake? We're waiting for the New York City Council to do the same thing for Brooklyn and the Bronx. But it's a serious issue. And, you know, people, I think, often out in the suburbs will sit there and say, well, it's not our problem. But it's it is everyone's problem. If the kinds of shootings that occur and killings every weekend in places like Chicago, New York City, Los Angeles, it is just not an acceptable way to live in the United States. And sitting right out there in the center of it is the reality that the Democrats at their convention spent 4 days never mentioning any of this. And I don't think it was just because it was politically inconvenient. I think it was a matter of thought-out, conscious ideology. They want the police to pull back.
It's true. Dan, you have to run. But just keep in mind, they're not cops in Minneapolis. They want to hire violence interrupters.
Exactly.
And I don't know why that's not working. It seems such a great idea.
Someday.
Dan, thanks so much. Great column. You got everybody talking. Appreciate it.
All right, Brian.
Hey, bottom of the hour, Congressman Kevin Brady, on the chances of you getting more PPP money in your wallets, the states getting some money, they've been devastated, and more of Congress actually doing something for a change than just sitting on their hands in this crisis with an election 47 days away. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Back in a moment with you.
A radio show of the people for the people. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey guys, this is Larry King. Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that don't work? I've got great news for you. I had prostate problems that were driving me nuts. I tried several different natural products. None of them worked. One day I heard about Prostagenics. It beat over 157 other prostate supplements in independent lab tests and was rated #1 most powerful prostate supplement in the world. So I got some Prostagenics and boy, am I glad I did. Now my prostate troubles are a thing of the past. I sleep like a champ. I feel like I did 20 years ago. Do yourself a huge favor. Do what I did and get yourself some Prostagenics.
Prostagenics comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you can order absolutely risk-free. Call 800-749-1107. That's 800-749-1107. If you call in the next 6 minutes, you can get a free bottle with a Larry King radio special. 800-749-1107. Again, 800-749-1107.
Pick up the phone right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room 1 is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room 2 are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A runner who sacrificed his own time during a race to help a stranger makes today's Dean's List. Indianapolis Sheridan sophomore Levi LaGrange and senior Axel Allman were competing against each other and two other runners. Axel was trailing Levi in the 5K with a half a mile left. He was running up a hill and rolled his ankle. It happened right in front of Axel, and he knew Levi was in pain. So Axel asked if he was okay, and Levi told him he was hurting. Levi told Axel to go ahead and he would be fine, but Axel didn't leave. Instead, he helped his new friend for the rest of the way. Axel says, as soon as I saw him, I knew I had to do something. It seemed like the right thing to do, and that mattered more than the race. I told him I wasn't going to leave, and he even let him finish ahead. If there's any lesson to be learned by this, Axel says, I would just really hope people do the right thing. Axel and Levi, you are both amazing human beings. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Jayma Mays and Aaron Hayes of Bill and Ted Face the Music. The two play Elizabeth and Joanna, who are married to Bill and Ted, and they go on an adventure of their own in the new flick. They were both impressive Bill and Ted fans going in.
When I got the audition for the film, it literally said, audition like Bill and Ted, and I was like, yes, in auditioning for whatever part you have available.
I was a huge fan of the movies when they came out. Loved them, watched them multiple times.
Aaron has a theory on why the films have had such longevity.
They're hopeful. They're so relentlessly optimistic, these characters. You know, they're so positive, and it's everybody craves that.
And there's an epic scene which they say really felt like they were part of one big rockin' reunion.
Where we all are playing instruments. I had a guitar. But I'm like playing, and I'm like, hey, I'm playing with Bill and Ted. And like, I'm looking over, and there's like Kid Cudi, and there's the phone booth, and it's dark, and there's light, and there's like this sea of fans.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson was the most politically oriented person I have ever known in my life. He thought nothing else. I remember being down on his ranch with him. He was taking me around to show me his ranch, and he'd show me a deer or a cow or something. But before he got through the sentence, he started telling me, what can we do about so-and-so? He pushed all the time, and he would jump on people. He would yell at his office staff. He'd even yell at members of Congress.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We can't allow politics to interfere with the vaccine in any way. Americans have had to endure President Trump's incompetence and dishonesty when it comes to testing and personal protective equipment. We can't afford to repeat those fiascos when it comes to a vaccine, when it occurs. The stakes are too high. American families have already suffered and sacrificed too much. So let me be clear. I trust vaccines. I trust scientists. But I don't trust Donald Trump. And at this moment, the American people can't either.
Bottom line is, don't vote for him, Joe. That has nothing to do with the vaccine. There's a process and there's programs and procedures for vaccines, just like you've witnessed the last 47 years. People lobby politicians in the hope of expediting things, but for the most part, these are people that are not in Washington that decide, and a lot of people, it's agonizing, and biotech, they are often complaining, but politics doesn't play a role. Listen to Dr. Scott Atlas to inform people, and why would you know what it's like to try to get a drug or a vaccine passed? Cut 16.
What's happening that people don't understand is there's a data safety monitoring board of outside experts. They are not even in the government. These are experts in the field that are the only ones that are looking at the data. There is absolutely no possibility, zero possibility of anyone in the government, in the White House, anyone else from influencing the clinical trial that's going on. There's an efficient process going on to have at least one safe and efficient vaccine. When it is safe and effective, it will be deemed that by the people who are outsiders looking at the data, and then they will submit it to the FDA for what's called an emergency use authorization.
That's a process. Did you hear any mention about politics? Then they call the president, and the president tests it with his tongue. And then if he decides it doesn't taste bad, we give it to everybody. Chris, listening in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Brian. So Joe Biden is apparently doing a town hall in Scranton later today, but tickets aren't made available. They're not made available to the public. So who's going to be asking him these questions? Probably his handlers, right?
So they say the town hall will feature questions submitted by individuals living in some of the communities hit hardest by the coronavirus. So they're going to have a chance to screen them.
Okay. I mean.
What a joke.
All right. Well, now, I live in Scranton, right? And there are Joe Biden signs literally on every house in Scranton.
Really?
Like, and I know about at least 8 people that did not vote for Hillary in 2016 that are voting for Joe Biden now. So, I mean, Pennsylvania has the potential to be the Florida of 2000 in this election. Whoever wins Pennsylvania is going to win the White House. So if you're a Trump supporter like I am in Pennsylvania, you got to get out to vote. You got to get people that you know out to vote.
I hear you. There's no doubt about it. He's got to be able to go there and get people excited again. And in certain areas, he always said, there's no way I'm losing Pennsylvania. And even though he never was winning in any of the polls, he won on Election Day. But here's something else to keep in mind in Pennsylvania. Now you got a Democratic governor there. Is he doing the mail-in voting? I don't believe he is, right?
Not to my knowledge. I don't think he's just – I don't
mailing
think
ballots.
He's just sending them – yeah, I don't think he's just sending them out. I think you have to request one. I believe so.
That's the way I want to do it. And this guy's been terrible for you guys, keeping you shut down. He lost that lawsuit. Hopefully you get your quality of living back. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. And that's a good warning. If you're a Trump supporter, don't think that he's going to win Pennsylvania again unless you bring out people, because Joe Biden claims it's his hometown, even though he spent the bulk of his life elsewhere. Dave's in California. Dave.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going out there? You around these fires?
The smoke has cleared up here in the Bay Area. Finally. Right. It's been one day it was just like living in Alaska. It was just black.
Wow.
All day. How bad it was. But now the smoke's kind of cleared out. It's been kind of nice getting to breathe air.
Yeah, it's in Europe.
Anyway, I got a couple for you. But why doesn't Trump sue all the middle states that are gonna have these mail-in ballots?
I think he is.
Okay, but just leave California and New York out of it, because they're already a lost cause anyway. I can see him doing that. And the other thing I got to say, and I'm
but
really...
No, Dave, I got to slow you down there. There's some really important congressional elections in California and New York that the,
I know that,
that
but
the Republicans
I'm not talking,
won.
I'm talking about just, I don't know. You guys cost the elections in 2018. I'm sorry to say that. It was 5:30 when you guys called the House for the Democrats. And half the country didn't even vote.
Really?
Haven't even voted. My nephews were in L.A., and they were standing in line, and they heard it. They walked away. They said, I'm not standing in this thing. They've already won it. It was terrible.
All right, Dave. Thanks. Rick in Virginia Beach. Rick.
28 years in the Navy defending this country, and I'm waiting for there's going to be a civil war in the next 10 years. I'm tired of the commies that call themselves Democrats. In my lifetime, I know of 5 presidents that were investigated for impeachment. Before that, I only know of one, and that was Andrew Jackson. This country has
Johnson.
Gone to hell in a handbasket.
Well, it's not in a good place right now, Rick, but a lot of this is politics, and I don't think that we're looking at a civil war. We disagree. After this election, hopefully we get on the backside of the coronavirus. We get on a roll. We got college basketball. Maybe even the NBA and NHL, and things get somewhat back to normal. But thanks for your service. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by Congressman Kevin Brady. Can we get a rescue package going, possibly, in spite of Nancy Pelosi?
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
Joey didn't fail. He lost. There's a huge difference. Politico doesn't know the difference, but the rest of us do. Good people can lose. But Joey Kennedy is no failure. He's what the Democrats should embrace. He's certainly what all of his colleagues respected. He deserved more balanced coverage from the D.C. media. He won't tell you that, but I will.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
We're a nation founded on principles, on freedom.
With leaders who've changed the course of human civilization.
When we take part in democracy,
we control our destiny.
We exercise our rights and hold our leaders accountable.
And we always speak our mind.
We may be separated by issues,
but we're united by a common truth.
America's ultimate power lies in her people.
Democracy 2020. It's in your hands. Fox News, America is watching.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download Perino and Steyerwald. I'll tell you what.
The nightmare scenario is Trump wins by 530 votes.
But I think one it's 536 if you want to count all of them.
From Palm Beach County. But let's say you have a situation like that and the Supreme Court is in the case and all of those things. And then Trump stays in office. I think the riots that we've seen to this point would be kid stuff.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
We're a nation founded on principles, on freedom.
With leaders who've changed the course of human civilization.
When we take part in democracy,
we control our destiny.
We exercise our rights and hold our leaders accountable.
And we always speak our mind.
We may be separated by issues,
but we're united by a common truth.
America's ultimate power lies in her people.
Democracy 2020. It's in your hands. Fox News, America is watching.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download Perino and Steyerwald. I'll tell you what.
The nightmare scenario is Trump wins by 530 votes.
But I think it's 536 if you want to count all of them.
From Palm Beach County. But let's say you have a situation like that and the Supreme Court is in the case and all of those things. And then Trump stays in office. I think the riots that we've seen to this point would be kid stuff.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
We're a nation founded on principles, on freedom.
With leaders who've changed the course of human civilization.
When we take part in democracy,
we control our destiny.
We exercise our rights and hold our leaders accountable.
And we always speak our mind.
We may be separated by issues,
but we're united by a common truth.
America's ultimate power lies in her people.
Democracy 2020. It's in your hands. Fox News, America is watching.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind. 1962.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway. A little bumpy along about here. Roger, zero G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
Let me ask you one simple question. Do you, Ambassador Zorin, deny that the USSR has placed and is placing medium and intermediate range missiles and sites in Cuba? Yes or no? Don't wait for the translation. Yes or no?
I am not in an American courtroom, sir, and therefore I do not wish to answer a question that is put to me in the fashion in which prosecutor does. In due course, sir, you will have your reply.
I'm prepared to wait for my answer until hell freezes over, if that's your decision.
You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. In cities across the country, violent crime is up sharply.
We are dealing with a perfect storm, and there's no doubt about it.
Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City, which has major spikes in homicides and gun crimes. Criminologists like Christopher Herman at John Jay College look at the numbers and say,
eventually, you kind of have to say that this is a big problem.
Some criminal justice experts blame the health crisis and economic hardships due to COVID-19. Others see frustrations over the police killing of George Floyd and other black Americans. Americans. And there's a school of thought that the police themselves contribute to the problem, that calls to defund the police, coupled with arrests of cops involved in wrongful killings and over-policing in minority communities, has caused officers to under-police, to do less to stop crime. Whatever it is, anti-crime activist Erica Ford says something has to be done about it.
You can feel the tension. You can cut it with a knife.
With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
That's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
If there's no follow-up on that, if there isn't additional support, and there isn't a job for the, some of those people are from industries where it's going to be very hard to find new work, then that will start to show up in economic activity. It'll also show up in things like evictions and foreclosures and you know, things that will scar and damage the economy.
There you go. And that is Jerome Powell. He runs the Fed. And he's saying they need some more help. Americans need help, not Republicans or Democrats, Americans. And you wonder, are we ready for another rescue package? How much more information do you need? Congressman Kevin Brady, ranking member of the Ways and Means Committee, used to be chairman when they're in the majority, but now must be frustrated not being. Congressman, welcome back.
Hey, Brian, how are you doing?
So the rescue package.
Yeah.
Where are you at? Steny Hoyer says we got to get it done. And he's a Democrat majority leader who doesn't really speak to Nancy Pelosi. And most of Congress is left, right?
Yeah, so we're here. But Democrats have changed their tune, you know, after they passed that $3.5 trillion just embarrassment. You know, Nancy Pelosi's refused to sit down and actually focus on what we need, which is to help our small businesses survive and get people back to work. But that changed this week. I think she's getting tremendous pressure from her Democrat colleagues who know, look, you know, this COVID took our economy from the best in 90 years to the worst in 90 years in a couple weeks. We've battled back. We beat expectations. We've already gained back nearly half the jobs we lost. But we still have, as you know, work to do here, especially among our Main Street businesses in a significant way. So, you know, she announced that she doesn't want to leave till there is a emergency package. She's still stuck on $2.5 trillion.
So she took a trillion, though. She took a trillion off.
Yeah, but, you know, look, we don't need to go on another spending spree. We just need to target those we need to help. That's another round of PPP, especially, as you know, some of these industries, they're not even open yet, you know, in some of these regions. Secondly, we've got a lot of mid-sized businesses who are going to need help keeping people on the payroll. And some of these industries, like airlines and hospitals, they're not going to recover for a while. So just some we don't need to spend trillions. We need to focus on keeping Main Street business alive and getting people back to their jobs. We do that, and this recovery is going to continue in a really strong way.
I know you guys, conservatives, hate spending money we don't have, especially when you have to put toner in to print it, but there just doesn't seem to be a choice. So do you think that Democrats have realized that it's not going to help them in 46 days in the election? Is that what happened?
You know, I think they're split. And I say that because, like Nancy Pelosi, I think some have believed sabotaging the recovery is good for them in November. I think everyone understands strong economy is good for the president and for Republicans. But the truth is, these are Americans. As you just said, that's who we should be helping. So some of them are still in that camp. Others, I think, understand, are looking at home,
right,
you know, to their businesses and understanding and people who are laid off and saying, look, we got more work to do here.
So here's a, by the way, Congressman Kevin Brady has been a lot of help. I've put you with some of my local businesses in New York, and you've taken the time to explain to them, and you actually listen. Because it's hard to know what a gym owner goes to. It's hard to know what a restaurant owner goes to unless you talk to them. You got to be humble enough to say, tell me what life's like as a dry cleaner when people don't go to work anymore and need their suits done.
Yeah, so, and some ahead. Of these businesses have had zero revenue for half a year. It's unbelievable. They're trying to hang on. You know what I mean? They are trying to do the right thing for their workers, but we got to give them a little more help here.
I know. I mean, this is what it's for. So Steny Hoyer gave me hope when I read this, and then Eric found the soundbite. Cut 19.
The sooner, the better. The timeline is let's do it now. Let's get it done. And I'm hopeful that within the next 5 or 6 or 7 days, we can get a deal that we could then put in legislation and pass. And I'm hopeful that we can do all of that, albeit perhaps at lesser levels and shorter time.
So I know they don't speak, right? The Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer don't like each other, correct?
Yep.
So that, I don't know how much pull he has, but how many people are like him? 25, 30?
Yeah. So that's what I think, Brian. I say that because, one, he's more aligned with those who are not so extreme. Secondly, none are really moderate, but less extreme. And secondly, about 25 to 30 Democrats signed on to that problem solver plan, which isn't perfect, but bottom line, it says we got to do something, we got to meet in the middle ground, here's some ideas to do that. So you've got at least 25 Democrats who feel like, we're not out of this pandemic yet and we need some help.
And we'll see what happens because there's only a certain amount of time. Now, there's a theory out there that Nancy Pelosi just wants everybody to leave and let leadership cut a deal that you'll have to sign on to. And is that true?
Exactly.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's why she doesn't bring Congress back to work on any of this. So I think she enjoys having everyone out, gives her more power. She has less criticism. People aren't together. So I think, in fact, late last night I was reading something about, look, you guys don't need to stay. We'll negotiate it out. As Republicans, we're here. We're working. We don't proxy or shadow vote. We show up. And the other thing, too, Brian, you get up so early to prepare and read and get ready for both your TV and radio show. It's always amazing. But this morning I jumped up. I saw three headlines you can't miss, all within 5 minutes. One, income soared and poverty fell to its lowest rate in 70 years last year. Secondly, CDC expects the vaccinations to begin in November and December, something no one said was possible. And third, the Federal Reserve said the economy to improve, unemployment falling to 5.5% by end of 2021. Again, no one believed that could happen. That's President Trump's leadership that delivered those three headlines this morning. It's really remarkable.
That's true. And what's amazing to me is that I've never seen this before. So here this historic peace agreement is being done.
Oh.
And you have the UAE coming in and Bahrain coming in. It looks like Oman is going to be next, and maybe Sudan and Saudi Arabia eventually. Okay, got it. They're saying, well, they were never going to attack Israel anyway. Don't you get it? A Muslim Arab nation saying Israel has a right to exist, meet my ambassador. I'd love to swap ideas on the economy. And number two is the headline on CNN was they weren't socially distanced at the White House.
Yeah. How clueless are they to what matters? I was on a Zoom call with some of our Jewish Americans from Houston yesterday, and their point was all this that President Trump has negotiated is game-changing. And they said, other, quote, peace agreements are agreed to at the top. These agreements reach everyday people in those countries, will be supported, in that neighborhood in the Middle East, something that just rarely happens. And they were really laying out for me, and they're pretty bipartisan, just how important this agreement is. It's unprecedented.
And Congressman, the thing that people should understand, too, is the American Jewish vote always goes to Democrats because Harry Truman signed the deal in the 1950s, 40s, 48, the Balfour Declaration. And they're still paying him back. So I don't understand. You had a Democratic administration that told Benjamin Netanyahu to go jump in a lake, and they actually campaigned for his opponent while telling him you better get used to the 67 borders again and siding with the Palestinians, and a Secretary of State who said, and it's rolling now, and I retweeted it, we're never going to do a deal with the other Arab nations until you do a deal with the Palestinians. That's just never going to happen. John Kerry. John Kerry is going to get that job back. Israel is going to be marginalized. And these Arab nations are going to be saying, why did we exactly do this? Or they're going to combine with Israel against the Iranian, that evil Iranian regime.
Yeah, what a choice. And by the way, every expert, again, President Trump, whether, you know, he's unconventional, but he delivers results here in a way that all the so-called experts, we saw this during impeachment, you know, say could never be done. And it is, can you imagine putting those people back in place whose words were never good? And that's the difference. The reason this came together is President Trump means what he says. He acts that way. And so they could trust him to reach this type of agreement. That's what world leadership is about.
All right. Let me tell you something I do hear the Republicans are not happy about. That the President of the United States gave word that he wants more money in this package. And here you are drilling down against Nancy Pelosi. And the President says, I want more money in. And I heard some people felt he was compromising you guys.
Yeah, I don't think there is support among Republicans in the House for a $1.5 trillion package, mainly because you don't start with the number. You start with the need. Where's the need? It's that Main Street business. It's us personal unemployment. Yeah, by the way, we need some more money for health care, schools, and daycare. That's all related to the economy. That's where our focus. And by the way, I would argue we need to make some changes so we can become medically independent from China. But the point being, we think the priorities are significantly smaller than that. Nonetheless, I think 45 of us met met with the president last night about this and a number of issues. And again, he's just trying to drive everyone to the table to find something that works.
So Nancy Pelosi, according to Chad Pergram, Nancy Pelosi has just said this. When asked, are moderate Democrats pushing you for a more narrow coronavirus bill? She says, they don't say that to me.
Yeah, I question that. I question that. And I also question something else. So last week, as you know, the president, when Congress gridlocked, the president acted on unemployment, on a payroll tax deferral. Last week, I introduced legislation to forgive those payroll taxes for workers, all workers, from September to the end of the year. It is for two teachers in, let's say, the Northeast, making $120,000 together. It would, and two kids, it would provide them a $2,500 tax cut right now when they need it the most. The president's leading on this. I think Democrats have forgiven those payroll taxes twice under President Obama. We're in a pandemic. The president deserves to have that payroll tax holiday because it could help a lot of families, including two-income families that are now just one paycheck. And I think I'm pushing the president to insist that be part of this thing. Let's help the essential workers who've gotten us through this pandemic.
Gotcha. And lastly, Congressman, what the heck is going on in Austin, Texas? Seems like that city is falling apart. They have a homeless situation that's run rampant, and they got crime, which is now in vogue.
So you want to see the Biden agenda in real life, look at Austin. Look at Portland. Look at some of these. But absolutely, they can't manage their city. The homeless, have you been there recently? Did you ever get there?
Oh, I did get there. I've been there twice, yeah.
Yeah, I figured. So beautiful city, high tech, lots going on for it. You know, the homeless, like San Francisco, it is just from the times I was there working, it is just that and the crime is just overtaken so much of a really beautiful area and city. And those are the Biden defund, dismantle, destroy type of thinking that they're bringing into this election. So we know what it is, and folks in Austin are really unhappy right now. They know crime's going to get worse already, and they know that homeless problems are going to get worse.
All right, so real quick before we let you go, odds of getting some type of rescue package out?
Went from zero or near zero, I'd say, to 30 or 40%, maybe a little higher.
All right, great. I'll take that. At least show some improvement. You got 7 days to make up the other 60%. All right, Congressman Kevin Brady, thanks again for all you do, helping out businesses below the wire on your free time, especially in people that don't vote for you in New York.
My pleasure.
So I appreciate
Thanks, Brian.
Congressman Kevin Brady, great. 1-866-408-7669. I'm going to squeeze in some calls when we get back, so be patient. Don't move. Brian Kilmeade Show.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we'll book solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is the most important election in the history of our country.
The end of this chapter of American darkness began here tonight.
President Donald Trump, former Vice President Joe Biden, face off in an epic showdown to decide the future of our nation. And America's premier journalist, Chris Wallace, moderates this can't-miss event. The biggest stage, the biggest stakes, the future of America. Chris Wallace moderates the first presidential debate, September 29th at 9 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. America is watching. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is the most important election in the history of our country.
The end of this chapter of American darkness began here tonight.
President Donald Trump, former Vice President Joe Biden, face off in an epic showdown to decide the future of our nation. And America's premier journalist, Chris Wallace, moderates this can't-miss event. The biggest stage, the biggest stakes, the future of America. Chris Wallace moderates the first presidential debate, September 29th at 9 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. America is watching. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Speaking of the black vote, that reminds me of a little underdog story. And spoiler alert, it's a long one. All right? The year was 1900, rat-a-tat-tat, okay? And I'm strutting through the rough part of Wilmington, D.E., when suddenly I come across four gentlemen from the Isle of Jamaica. Now, I'm talking, these fellas are dark as night, okay? Before they can make their first move, though, I toss them, all four of them, right into a cardboard box, and I roll them down a hill. And that is how I gave Jamaica its first bobsled team.
That is Jason Sudeikis, who will not be playing Joe Biden in SNL's brand new season. It's going to be Jim Carrey, who's the angriest, most bizarre person on the planet. If you look at the pictures, they just sketches of the president who he hates. Why would they not give it to Jason Sudeikis?
I'm not sure, because I think he did such a phenomenal job. But apparently Lorne Michaels said that Carrey wants to bring energy and strength to the VP's depiction. What about comedy?
He said that? That's what you're reading?
If you look at the sheet I just handed you, that's exactly what it says.
Are you kidding? Well, energy and strength, that means Alec Baldwin, who plays just an angry Trump devoid of humor, mm-hmm. tries to just match him instead of trying to make fun. Like Jason Sudeikis was fun. They used to have fun with Clinton. They used to have fun with Trump when he was just a businessman. And now they take it away from him. Jason Sudeikis is like a star. It's not like people would be disappointed. It's him. People want to laugh. They don't care if it's Alec Baldwin or somebody else who nails it.
I agree with you. I will be pleasantly surprised if it's actually funny instead of just nasty.
Let's find out if there's even more to know.
More to know.
The answer is yes, there is. Timberland boots are only cool when a Democrat wears them. Kamala Harris is complimented for her boots. Melania Trump is mocked for her boots. It's kind of a social media thing. But Melania Trump, can I just give the big secret away? Is drop-dead gorgeous and is nice and smart, and I've never seen someone so ignored.
And she used to be a supermodel.
Yes! I buried the lead.
But you have to read the two headlines, Brian.
Which are?
So from October 3rd, 2017, Yahoo Finance headline, Melania Trump mocked for wearing Timberland boots. This is not a modeling show. Fast forward to this Wednesday, Yahoo Finance headline, Kamala Harris may have made Timberland boots cool again. You can't make that up.
Next, Kanye West's advisor is trying to figure out why he's taking so long to run for president and get on all these ballots. Says Kanye's advisor says he doesn't look at time the way we look at time. Asked why West threw his hat into the ring to begin with, he says he's simply trying to think about time the way he does. Kanye doesn't look at time like that. For him, any time is a good time. He doesn't look at time the way we look at time. For him, it probably wasn't even an issue. That's my humble perspective. He also wants his staff to not fornicate.
I mean, what do you want me to say to that? Nothing about it makes sense.
Next, support for Black Lives Matter dropping. It has now dropped 12 percentage points since June, according to a brand new poll. It said 55% of U.S. adults say they support the racial justice movement, compared with 67% in June. Black Americans support it with an 87% look. BLM went down from 60% in June for white Americans to 45% now. Not that people are against the sentiment, it's the organization. Where are they? They're trying to undo Martin Luther King Jr., not build on it.
It gives me hope that, you know, America has their eyes open and they're seeing, you know, the violent protests.
Know where your money's going.
Yeah.
Please. Hey, thanks so much for listening. Go to BrianKilmeadShow.com. Go to iTunes. Go to Spotify. Make sure you download the podcast.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
9, 10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking NuGenix makes a huge difference for me.
NuGenix. That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Herb Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. NuGenix is a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance. insurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. Nugenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah, all I had to do was send them a text to get my complimentary bottle. Text ALL to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text ALL to 42424 right now. Text ALL to 42424. That's ALL to 42424.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On July 27, 1976, after months of legal wrangling, former Beatle John Lennon finally won residency in the U.S.
Well, it's great to be legal again. I'll tell my baby, and I think he'll go. And, of course, the Immigration Service are finally seeing the light of day, as they say. Good.
You want
Thank you.
That card?
Yeah, I'd love to. I should have got a different picture.
What does it mean to you after 5 years of struggling to become a permanent resident to get that green card?
Well, it was a very slow, long struggle, so it's not like, you know, it suddenly ends. I'll come out of it slowly, and I realize I can go to visit relatives in Japan, show them the baby, show them in England, you know, save them coming over here. And I can go visit the relatives and come back with safety now with the green card. How do you feel?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.